Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yellow, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the official sports podcast of the Black Altus Premium Network. Do you realize, man, as of this recording, we now have 151 premium episodes of content. All kinds of spinoff shows and stuff. Thanks to everybody for supporting us, and hopefully everybody feels like they're getting their money's worth. I mean,
you've been working hard. 100?
Yeah, 151 different shows that you know, in addition to the 5 days a week that we do the other shows, man. You've been working hard too, Justin, man. Like this, you know, you have been on every episode of this show. You consistently show up, man. That's right, I'm not by myself. I got the homie Jay Trill, as always, co-host of the show. Justin, what's up?
Man, what's up, family? I'm at home.
I'll tell you what's not up. Carolina on on Pitt right now. 27-9. It's not looking good.
Well, NC State won yesterday.
Yeah.
Watched the game at Hooters.
Yeah.
First time going to Hooters since I was a teenager. Memories are a lot different and better this time, I must say.
Oh, okay. So the hoes was even more full effect?
Right. First time I went, I was in Texas. And, you know, I was... You know, Hooters, and it was a room full of white women with big titties.
Right.
I kind of always been an ass man, so I wasn't really impressed. It was like, oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of Hooters because they didn't do enough to hire women that had some ass. And personally, if you don't, you know, if you're not going to have no women that got ass, like it felt like it was a intentional thing that they was like, must make sure none of the women coming in here got any ass. And that has been consistent throughout my lifetime, and I decided, I don't have to deal with this, so I don't go there anymore.
Yeah, well, and then the other part of it was in Texas. It was a lot of older, like they weren't like 20-year-olds older. They were like they was almost 40.
Oh, okay.
So they just look older. But last night there was a lot of young girls in there. All of them had nice shape. One of them even looked like a light-skinned Serena Williams.
What?
Like
just, no way.
Like, just thick.
Which one was this? Who was this?
South Boulevard.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay, maybe we go there after the show, man.
Okay, nice. Like, you can tell she worked out. She even played ball for some school in South Carolina. I forgot.
Oh, cool. All right, might get some wings after this. Didn't know they was changing it up like that. But yeah, man, it's Balls D Sports. Can't start without playing the song. If we sound a little distracted during the show, it's because I'm gonna be looking over towards TV every couple minutes to see what the goddamn score is. Because I can't take this. All right, here we go.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking
about try the positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a south mouth salivate. Get tired, are you listening? We're not talking just a tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about
balls deep in love.
So much sports to talk about, okay? People in the chat want to talk about stuff. Of course, the phone line is open, 704-557-0186. 704-557-0186 for anybody calling at any time. Talk as long as it's about sports, Howard. No random calls. Don't know how you knew it was on the air. You're not even premium. But everybody else, feel free to call in if you have something to contribute. Hey man, why everybody think Jermaine O'Neal? Think Blake Griffin a bitch?
I told you that the other week. He need to punch somebody in the face.
Like yeah. I really wasn't on board with just you know him just randomly punching somebody, but now I am. Like you were 100% right, man. And I don't mean somebody that did something to him. I'm talking about anybody, a ref, a fan. A point guard on another team. Like, why people fuck with him, but then, like, KG can go mess around with all the 5'2" European dudes he wants to in the league, and nobody tries to fight him.
It's because he's light skinned. He got freckles. And he does, like, he don't do, his commercials are funny. I think they're funny. But they kind of corny low key when you compare to, like, Shaq comedy funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Shaq was doing kids movies funny, which made everybody like kids movies.
Yeah.
But Griffin's is kind of just odd. So he not respected.
Friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr., he had a video I saw the other day that might have the answer to what's going on with Blake Griffin.
Portraits of yesterday's heroes line the walls of black posterity, but it's time we make room for the new faces in black history.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
America's fear of dark-skinned black people has for years led many people to do something as simple as give black men the right of way on sidewalks, and for good reason.
Dude, they fucking took my wallet.
But along came a man who showed white America that dark-skinned niggas ain't shit. And with one mighty dunk, Blake Griffin changed the trajectory of an entire race of light-skinned Americans. His 2012 gorilla dunk over black-ass Kendrick Perkins stands today as one of the most monstrous light-skinned dunks since Scottie Pippen went baseline on Patrick Ewing.
To say that Blake Griffin's dunk started a light-skinned uprising would be an understatement. Comedian Cat Williams went from slapping one person a year to 27. Rappers Common and Drake started beefing. And we all know what R&B singer Chris Brown's been up to.
Chris Brown has lost his damn light-skinned mind. He trying to thug, but he's still doing halfway sissy thuggish shit, throwing chairs and champagne bottles. And then hit Tony Parker, a fellow light-skinnian. Come on now. 5 years ago, they wouldn't even been in the damn club.
Light-skinned black people have lost their fucking mind. But it's Blake Griffin to blame. Regardless, white America has definitely got the memo.
Is that a light-skinned black dude?
No.
Oh my God.
Though they may now fear light-skinned black people, white people's confidence against dark-skinned black people is through the roof.
What's up? What the fuck, nigga?
Motherfucker eats people. I seen it.
Yeah. This dude was in
Greece. It's important that we add that dark-skinned niggas have definitely attempted retaliation. Black-ass Serge Ibaka from Oklahoma City was paid $40 and a ham sandwich to punch Blake Griffin in the nuts in 2013. Though it stopped Blake temporarily, it did nothing to stop the movement that this man has caused, a movement that has given white people courage to stand up to dark-skinned niggas. And for that, we salute you, Blake Griffin, a new face in black history. I'm Roy Wood Jr.
Nigga, I'm telling you, Jim Boehner, speak of the house, that's a real nigga right there, yo.
Bitch, man, he's always crying and shit.
You crazy, nigga, his stance on NATO and gun policy, dog. I respect that shit, dog.
Don't look back!
I don't want to look back!
By the way, that is my favorite part of this, is the two black dudes they showed walking earlier, having, like, deep, meaningful conversations instead of just being, like, some nigga shit.
Mm-hmm. They threw their wallets out quickly.
But, yeah, man, you think maybe that's what it is? Like, Blake Griffin ducked on so many dark-skinned dudes, and it's, you know, they now retaliating in the wars, man. So now they going after him.
Well, it's to get it's to get the fear of the white man back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not gonna work.
It isn't. I mean, he's still dunking on niggas every night.
But he kind of bitched out a little bit when Jermaine O'Neal wanted to have a conversation with him after the game at Blake Griffin's own locker room.
Yeah, apparently, they had a heated conversation that was quickly broken up by a Clippers official who led Griffin to an adjacent news conference room. And I think that's his problem. He lets people lead him away a little too easy. Like,
because he don't want to fight.
Yeah. You know, like when someone gets between you, it's a classic basketball move, man. It's, you know, basketball fights are always like this. You can tell the ones that are going to be a fight and the ones that are just two dudes like trying to talk shit to each other. Because, like, when somebody goes between you, you can see the person that immediately starts moonwalking. As soon as they get touched, it's like, oh, man, you look okay then. All right, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we saw Carmelo throw a punch once and run the other way. That's typically what happens. But Blake just kind of takes it. And the thing is, light skin, the dude could only hit you once and you might get a mark. And you could fuck him up. and it's not going to show any marks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, you got your ass beat. Look at that mark. It's like, nah, I broke his neck. Like, he in the hospital right now.
Right. He died. He on his deathbed. Nah, man, your eye. Look at your eye, dog. Right.
And Blake just has to, I'm telling you, he just has to fight somebody. Like, the other day, when that dude was wrestling on him, wrestling with Blake on the ground and punched Blake. No, Blake should have whooped his ass right then and there. Or even if Blake lose, the fact that he'll fight back, people will leave him alone. Shaq was pumping dudes for years up until Barkley stood up to him.
Right.
After that, when Shaq would punk people, what happened? Vlade was like, you ain't going to fuck with me. The whole Sacramento Kings came out there. Even what's his name? Doug Christie even came out there to fight Shaq. Right. With Vlade. Like, look, you got little slim dudes out there running up against Shaq. It just take one. He just need to put somebody on their back. And preferably it needs to be another big dude, though. Not just anybody. But not Jermaine O'Neal. Because Jermaine O'Neal is known for the one-hitter quitter.
Yeah, now see, that's another factor. Like, he might have stepped to Jermaine and got that Hadouken.
Yeah, be smart about it. Not Jermaine. The other dude they tried you the other day, yes, him you could punch.
Yep. Zach Randolph tried to choke him. Zach Randolph, also dark skin.
Yeah, not Zach Randolph either. Like, what's the unibrow dude name? Like him, he a tall dude.
So should he, now it's just, I'm just asking this, I'm not trying to start shit, but should he go after another light skinned dude? Like, just, you know what I mean? Or just like start it off.
Nope, cause that dude not gonna fight back.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Like, pick a dude that he knows for sure, cause, you know, Davis is kinda light skinned. Unibrow
dude. Kinda, but,
like, is that why you picking him?
No, nah, I just picked him because he's tall and slim. And he been in, like, I would have picked Nerlens Noel, but
yeah, he just got
to the league.
That'd be like hitting a person in a wheelchair right now.
Yeah. He could do Garnett, but Garnett will try to punch him in the balls as well, just like Serge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
See, I think Garnett won't fight you back. Like, if you hit Garnett, he'll be like, oh, I got in your head, you're going to get kicked out. Which works for Blake because he needs a target that won't fight back but can't stop him from hitting him.
Right. So Garnett is a good one. Like, yeah. But like I say, he might try to punch you in the balls. Might.
I mean, he'll probably,
because he's a dirty old man.
Yeah, he'll do something shady next time y'all play for sure.
Yep. But that's who we need to go after.
All right.
And because he on the East Coast, he know he don't got to see Garnett but like twice.
All right.
He'll never see him in the playoffs.
We only down 12 at halftime. 24-36. And we got the ball with 12 seconds left. Just set a pick.
Is that Paige with the ball?
No. That's not, Paige
must be fouled out. Fouled out.
Anyway, we hit that. That's down 10 and a half. I'll take it. I will take it because this shit was looking real, real, real scary. We just need to play better in the second half and get the ball to Paige so he can shoot some threes.
But you don't need to win a tournament to get into the
Yeah, but you don't want to leave NCAA losing the first round of the tournament. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a bad look if you lose the first game of the tournament. Like, we need to make it to the weekend minimum. You know, I know NC State wouldn't know about this. What's up, Leonard Brothers? I know you know what I'm talking about.
Said, hey, you know, that's low-key. LB, that's why I don't stop the Leon shade. I didn't say nothing about it.
I had to stop because he got too mad, man. He was on Twitter for real, like, hey, man, come on. Can y'all stop calling me that? And I was like, all right, brother, damn.
I noticed last week I ain't defend him none. Yeah. All because of the NC State shade.
Yep. But he was like, some people don't know that's a joke and they might start doing it too. I said, all right, man. My goal is not to piss people off. You know, like, I don't start the show and be like, how can I fuck with people, you know, make them mad? Like, nah, it's cool. If you don't like the joke and you don't get it, I'm not here to stop it. You know, I'm not here to keep it going. Griffin, who walked into the news conference room to take questions from reporters, could be heard telling O'Neal to leave that shit on the court before the two were separated and briefly shook hands. How did they shake hands?
I don't think they shook hands. I think Blake stuck his hand out and Jermaine reached out to pull him in.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the people in the middle continued to push Blake on out the way.
With 8:55 left in the fourth quarter, O'Neal got a technical foul as he walked towards the Clippers bench and continued to talk to Griffin before O'Neal's teammates and officials directed him back towards the Warriors bench. I bet Griffin didn't even stand up.
Nope, he did.
God damn it, Blake! Blake!
That's why the Clippers will always be a joke in the West.
The games between the Clippers and the Warriors have been especially physical and heated over the past two seasons, with Griffin getting ejected when they met Christmas Day. Griffin did not care to discuss his conversation with O'Neal. When later taking court, he said, nah, that's between me and him.
Like, let's be real about this. Like, Jermaine didn't, like, just wait by the bus. Like, he went to the locker room. He hit the door he had to come out of and was like, he got to come out this door. I'll wait.
Well, we broke this news last week, and I'm pretty sure we were the first show to cover it, but Steve Smith is no longer a Carolina Panther.
Yeah, we knew that. Yeah. I wasn't even surprised.
Yeah.
And I was really like, Steve, why are you mad? That's why you need to listen to our show.
Yeah, I mean, I broke it down every week of the season, looking at his stat line, telling people that it was a wrap for him over here. He was no longer number one receiver, and shit, as a number two, you could probably do better. Like, unfortunately for him, with the Panthers, the way they run their offense, they weren't really using him the way that he would probably like to be used. And then he was dropping a lot of passes, man. Like, it just wasn't, he's just getting a little older, man. I'm sure he'll pick up somewhere, but it won't be here, man. He was gonna be a $7 million player. And they still had to pay him $3 million of his contract. But, yeah, man, he's gone, bro. So, they did follow our advice from the show. Tell him long distance. Definitely want to Skype that.
Nobody called Steve Smith in to break that news down personally.
Nah.
And you saw he said it was going to be blood and guts.
Yeah, he said, you better wear your goggles because next time I play, when I come to Bank of America Stadium, it's going to be blood and guts.
He was mainly talking about the ownership.
Yeah.
At the GM. That's he going over there to talk to them.
Yeah.
He going to have a talk with Coach.
Yeah.
Rivera.
Yeah, that, like, you knew he wasn't going to. And he was like, this is the first job I've ever been fired from. Now I know what this feels like or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
And Steve, I want to apologize for my comments last week. I was going through some things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really mean that. I wish you the best of luck, sir. You're still a great receiver in my eyes. And I'm sure you'll definitely land on your feet.
Yes, exactly, man. I want you to recognize that too, man. I never co-signed it, not even a second, Steve. Because I understand, man. You know, I appreciate your skill set. And your talent and everything that you've done for the Panthers in your 13 seasons here. I think when you come back, you are going to put blood and guts everywhere.
I don't know if he'll get another job. He hasn't been picked up yet. I don't know if it's a delay in the Panthers paperwork.
A piece of paper. And I will always be a Carolina Panther. And I love this community. And this community loves me. And that's why, whether I play or not play, I plan to grow old with my wife in the Charlotte community, and I plan on being buried in the Charlotte community. So I never experienced a free agency, so I'm going to go ahead and go to some expensive restaurants or some nice, good steaks and see what people have to say. I want to make sure that whatever team I go to, wherever it happens to be, they're going to get the best in-shape 35-year-old guy that they could possibly get. And if that happens to run through Bank of America Stadium, put your goggles on because it's going to be blood and guts everywhere.
That sounds like that scared me a little bit.
It didn't for me.
It didn't scare you at all because like I don't know. Right. That's even scarier because I feel like blood and guts is happening whether he's because he said it or getting that clip. Whether I make a team or don't, blood and guts is happening now. You know what I'm saying? Whether his team plays here or not, next time he comes to Bank of America Stadium, bloods and guts will be everywhere.
And the other reason I wasn't really worried, he just didn't have the same passion that Ray Lewis had during the lockout when it was pending. See, he was like, it's going to be evil.
That we call crime. You know, but to me, it's scarier when you're not passionate. Like he said, a matter of fact, like it'll be blood. It's going to be blood and guts.
Like he thought about it. It's liberated. He got a plan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good luck. I mean, at the end of the day, good luck, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, good luck, man.
Like he did take the Panthers to a Super Bowl by himself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Jake DeLome is his quarterback.
Him and the kicker. Like he got with the kicker and was like, look, man, I'm going to get us so far down the field They gonna try to run the ball. You see our running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Come over to my house. You can practice kicking the ball.
Blood and guts everywhere. Yeah, man. That sound like some, the shit the Columbine shooter said before they came up
the
in there.
The other thing, though, Steve is 35. I don't know who really gonna be whining and dying to him.
Oh, they gonna whine and dine him, you know?
Like that. I don't.
You got, cause you have to. What you gonna take Steve Smith to Hardee's?
I don't even think I'm taking him anywhere. Like, I'm not meeting with him.
See,
it's
I feel
all
like,
the agent.
I feel like if Steve Smith calls me and I'm a agent, I'm like a GM for another team, I'm taking him out to the finest 5-star restaurant I can. I'm doing everything I can that night.
So that was more of a strong suggestion when
you
said that.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna be like, okay, what you want, Ruth Chris? You want Del Frisco's? What you in the mood for, man?
I'm just saying, Steve, I think it's better if we discuss things through your agent.
Nah, Steve, I'll talk to you, man. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want no problems.
I'm reaching out to the agent. I'm not even, like, I don't know. Unless if Steve personally say, well, yeah, I need to be flown out. Like you said.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. If Steve Smith said on Twitter, like, I want to be on the next episode of Balls Deep, he would be here.
Nice.
I'm just telling you like
in
that.
In the house? You have
in my house. Yeah. I'm that scared of Steve Smith. Because the alternative is I'll be like, man, you can't be on my show. And then that nigga be motherfucking.
He'd be over here on the show anyway.
Yeah, he'd be over here. Next week it'd just be him on the show. Like, yeah, so welcome back to Balls Deep. I know you guys were expecting Rod and Justin, but they couldn't make it today. It's Steve Smith out. So, yeah, I don't fuck with Steve Smith at all, man. Like, once you had a real life brush with death, ain't no, them jokes ain't so funny, man. People be trying to tag me in jokes with him, and he on Twitter now too. I'm like, man, take me out of this shit. Like, well, I don't know why you think it's so funny, because it didn't happen to you. It's funny. Nigga, I was scared for my life.
That's why I started the show with my sincere apology.
Yeah, man, that shit real to me.
Even though I said no disrespect last time, which is not really me. No
you're
disrespect.
Right, but that shit is scary to me.
Can I call you Steve, or would you prefer Mr. Smith?
Commissioner Adam Silver says he doesn't see it as tanking. He thinks it's rebuilding when you lose to gain the spot in the draft. I like it. I like it because David Stern would have said the opposite.
I don't know. Adam, you want to be here for a while, don't you?
I mean, who going to take his job? This is what the owners want to do. Like, he doesn't work for us, the fans. He
not
works for
all the
owners.
Not all the owners. Listen, only the continuous sorry teams.
How? Okay. This is your Lakers fan privilege talking. How many teams are continually sorry and how many are actually good?
Sixers. That's one.
Cleveland?
Cleveland, two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Atlanta.
Sacramento.
Atlanta.
Sacramento.
Them four, that's it.
Charlotte? Washington?
We're a new team.
Washington?
The Bullets, they were good at one point.
No, they're continually sorry. Like,
they had Gilbert. Nope. They had Gilbert.
Let me put it this way. How many teams have had to tank in the draft to get a draft spot in the last 10 years?
Just them four in the Clippers, and the Clippers don't count.
Nah, that's bullshit. Right now, more than four teams are tanking to get a good draft spot. Like, teams that, like, owners know they have to do this. Even good owners like the Lakers. The Lakers doing it right now. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you do.
I was going to wait till we got to the Kobe news, but I do feel like the Lakers, Kobe, I think he can come back, but they know you can't. Forcing him to sit out.
They know.
And that's the only way to do it is to not medically clear him.
Well, we'll talk about it in Kobe, but I will say the scariest thing to me as a Kobe fan is the possibility that he just realized that life might be better without basketball. Like, hopefully, I hope that don't happen, but, you know, he's not like Michael Jordan. People like him.
Yep.
So, like, he can find solace off the court with his family, visiting random people. Like, you know, look at all the news we covered this year with COVID. And it's been shit like, hey, it's another kid named Black Mamba on Tumblr. And he just hung out with him.
Yep.
You know, oh, he's just showing up in people's classes at college and just taking pictures and studying economics. Like, you know, he having fun. Like, I'm scared that he gonna be like, man, basketball hard. Why do I do this shit to myself?
Kobe might get into politics, y'all.
He might. Like, why not? He could do anything with his life, man. Like, he not, like I said, Michael Jordan's a one-dimensional dude. He has zero charisma. He's not very intelligent when it comes to, you know, a lot of, you know, the way that he, you know, manipulates stuff. Kobe is a lot more cunning, man. Like, it just depends on what he wants to do with his life. But yeah, tanking, I think we're only having this discussion because it seems like every year, the weeks leading up to March Madness, right after football is over with, and baseball isn't quite here yet, we always have the NBA tanking discussion.
And it's the same teams though. It really is Cleveland every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you could get 4 3-4 first rounders. First pick. You can't LeBron, who is it? Kyrie, but Bennett.
But the thing is though, while some teams are eternally sorry, there's way more teams closer to being sorry than good. And those teams occasionally had to tank. And I think that's why this statement from Silver doesn't damage his reputation with the owners at all, because they're like, good. I don't want anybody looking at the Detroit Pistons right now and going, you know, oh, I'm gonna change what y'all are doing so that y'all can't get a good draft pick. Like, they're like, nah, we should be able to get good draft picks. What's wrong with that? Like, our team sucks. Most of the ways that teams tank now isn't even like by telling players not to play hard. They just get sorry players.
The issue I have with it is that as a fan that pays for the games, you should be mad. Like, you should stop going to the games.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're paying for a team that's definitely not competitive. And the ticket prices don't go down when they stop competing.
Well, they do in Charlotte, but but I will say this, man.
Only some games, though.
Right.
Like, not against the Lakers. That ticket price gonna be the same.
My problem with the tanking shit is this. It still doesn't guarantee that your team's gonna get better anytime soon. And that's what teams don't realize. Like, building through the draft, while it is more stable, and you can sustain it later on, at the end of the day, when you build through the draft, it takes 3 to 4 years just for that one player to be good enough to change you in most cases. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, like with LeBron, he's a very rare exception, but the average, like, good draft pick, look at, Anthony Davis.
Even Kevin Durant.
Yeah, even KD. Like, look at Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Like, normally you're gonna be sorry for 2 to 3 years. You're not, like, rebuilding isn't a 1 year thing. And I think a lot of teams look at it as 1 year. Like, oh, we get a good draft pick and then we just move, then we're just gonna be good. Like, it's why I'm glad the podcast stopped doing it. To be quite honest, man. Cause it was like, what's the point if, okay, we got MKG. Cool. We got Gerald Henderson. Cool. We got Kemba. Cool. When are we gonna make our move? Cause, none of, you know what I mean? We can't keep relying on, well, we got one of the best players in the draft. Okay. So, you know, is he going to come and turn the whole team around in 1 year? No. Then what's the fucking point?
And then you get Zeller and don't even have play to do.
Right. Like, you just don't know where these guys are going to end up and how much they're going to get on the court and how long it's going to take them to really play on an NBA level. And the reason that Zeller's not playing a lot is because the team is actually good. If the team was trying to tank, he will probably be playing fucking 35 minutes a game, averaging more points in contention to be rookie of the year. But at the same time, we would suck. You know, like, we would be in the lottery again right now.
And if they don't get it together soon, man, they will be out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, they're a few games from being out of the playoffs right now.
And that, but honestly though, I prefer that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, try to make the playoffs. Let's say you don't, right? Cause what? New York Knicks still trying to make it in, I think, and they're on the borderline and, you know, they're pretty good. They're a team that has no business being out of the playoffs, really. But yeah, I think that, they should go ahead and try to play hard. Let's say you don't make it, right? We have a protected first round pick. I think it's like top 10 protected or something like that. So, like, let's say we do fall into the top 10. We got our pick. We got a pick for Detroit. And we got, like, another pick in the first round. now it's like, not only are you rebuilding and you got some good draft picks, but you're able to use those picks to add to a team that was trying, as opposed to a team that is full of losers that weren't trying hard last year, that, you know, that are just used to a losing culture. Now it's like, no, now we can add these pieces to continue to win, you know? So that's my theory, man. I like I said, I have no problem with tanking as far as a strategy. But I think that is, I think people overestimate what it does for your team. It very rarely does it fix a team.
Yeah. You have to already have, I think, a quality player on the team.
Yeah.
To make it help. And the Charlotte is only a few games back from being in the fifth spot.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's only three games that separate them between them and Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of quality players on teams, Eric Decker's going to the Jets, which makes him completely undraftable in all versions of fantasy football. And the reason I say that, as a champion of many fantasy football.
Did you win this year? You won this year. Yeah,
I won. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Who'd you beat again? Three
out of my four leagues. So it would depend on which league you're talking about, because three out of four.
I mean, you beat several people. I ain't know. Yeah, if you I beat my wife. Shout out.
You know, I beat my man. I mean, so many of these people that I beat. I won't say Delfrano was in this league. Ty Diamond. Larian, I smashed him. Paul Hills, I beat him like I stole something from him. Not like he stole something from me. I beat him like I stole something from him. He was like, can I have it back? And I said, the fuck you say to me? And I turned around to beat his ass.
See, I love it when somebody wins and they speak the truth. It's right. Really what it is. And they share.
It was never close. It was never close. It was never gonna be a competition between me and the rest of these scrubs. And this is the reason why, is because of stuff like this. I see this and I immediately go, I will never own Eric Decker on any football team again unless everybody feels the same way I do. And he drops to like the eighth or ninth round. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll take him now since everybody's gone. But no, I know how you motherfuckers think. Y'all will be taking him. He'll be going by the fourth round of pretty much every draft I'm in, maybe the fifth round. And it's because y'all are stupid. He's not good. He's not going to be good without Peyton Manning. And he's got Geno Smith. And people are like, well, Rod, you're being unfair. Geno Smith isn't the problem. I was like, hold up. Geno Smith started 16 games. How many yards did his number one receiver have? You want to guess, Justin? Quick guess.
For the whole season?
It was Curly. Curly.
Probably 300, 400.
Yeah, 550 something, 500, yeah, 700 yards, something like 576 yards or some shit like that. Like, it wasn't even 600 yards. And that was his best receiver. That dude missed four games, but we're talking about
Geno. Geno.
And then people were like, my man Chi, who's a Jets fan, was like, nah, I watched the Jets, son. You ain't watched the Jets, you don't know. I'm like, I could have watched every snap of the Jets. It don't fucking matter. The numbers are the numbers at the end of the day. It's a clusterfuck. It ain't all on Geno. But let's be honest, dog. Ain't no fucking way Eric Decker's going there and having no 1,000-yard season and fucking seven touchdowns or some shit like they suggested. And they were like, well, they'll be down in a lot of games and they'll be throwing. Nigga, y'all was down already this year and y'all wasn't throwing a lot. Geno was 18th in the league in pass attempts. So how the fuck is that throwing a lot, dog? Right? Like, shouldn't y'all be doing it this year? Right?
So then do you blame the coach? Is he blaming the coach then?
The coach, the offensive line, all this shit. And I was like, well, if all that shit is a problem,
they haven't changed any in that area.
Yeah, then what is Eric Decker gonna do to solve all the problems? Yeah, I saw somebody call. My bad, man. I don't know why this shit didn't ring longer. I meant to pick up, but maybe I can switch my settings here. Yeah, man. I just thought that shit was so goddamn stupid, man. I couldn't believe that shit, man. So definitely not a fan of this move. And I could tell that I'm going to be racking up tons of money.
Yo, you're right, you play money leagues.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you're on with the with Balls D Sports. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is B. Cole from Minneapolis. What's up?
What's up, B. Cole?
Cubicle Negro?
Oh, yeah. I got office this time, so I'm not in the queue.
Oh, shit. Moving on up.
Light-skinned man with power.
Matter of fact, let me close my door real quick.
Thanks to Blake. Thanks to Blake Griffin.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Well, no, this Eric Deckard situation is interesting because he used to go to the University of Minnesota. So everything he does here in Minnesota is like the best. They threw this nigga a parade for going to the Jets and getting all that
money. What?
And I was like, wait, no. No, don't do this.
No. For going to the Jets?
For going to the Jets and getting that money because eventually he's going to leverage this to come to the Vikings.
Okay. So eventually they think he'll be a Viking somehow, and this is a step towards him being a Viking.
I thought it was just because people in Minnesota were just really, really friendly.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot to do, so they were just like, oh, shit, Eric Decker. Hey, B. Cole, but before you go, man, speaking of the Vikings, what do you think about Adrian Peterson saying he would love to have Michael Vick as the quarterback?
No. This was like 2006 Michael Vick. Yeah, I'm all in it. Shit, if it was Michael Vick from 2 years ago, I'm all in. But consistently, he gets beat really bad by the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, mostly, and Green Bay. He can't handle their D. So, anyway, long story short, you put him on the field, he has to play them, what, 4 times in a year? He's going to be laid out by game 7.
Yeah.
No point.
Yeah,
that will happen when you can't handle the D. You typically do get laid out.
Even though Julius Peppers is gone, but the thing is too with that that I don't like about it is, as somebody that's had Mike Vick on their team, man, like, it's nerve wracking. Just will he or won't he get up after every hit, man? You know,
man, as a low key Eagle fan, I know what you mean.
Yeah, dog.
I mean, it's like every time he would get hit by, let's say, New England, you're like, oh, shit, is this that time? He ain't going to get up this time? They got to call the stretcher?
Yeah. And then you reach this threshold at some point where he's getting hurt, and you kind of like it's sad, but you part of you go, yo, man, I hope he don't get up. Like, because like, I know he'll play with, like, a broke arm. He don't care. And he'll be killing himself, killing the team. And he's quote unquote tough. But you're like, man, you might be better if you just took a couple weeks off, came back 100% healthy, rather than go out there and like keep letting these dudes kill you like this. It's like trying to watch RG3.
But do y'all think teams go after him and hit him? Like, I don't know that you can will yourself to hit someone harder.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they take harder hits on him just because, for whatever reason, they might not like him?
Man, they've been trying to take Mike Vick's legs out since 01, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I think they hit him harder, too, because the refs allow it.
But what is it about Vick that they want to hit him harder than other quarterbacks then?
No. I'm saying, it's like that. It's like that chick in the club that nobody got her number, and then you do get it. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm going to knock the shit out of this pussy. Like, that is the thing. It's like, this elusive. You know what I'm saying? He always getting away. Like, you get a chance, you're going to knock the shit out of him. Because the odds of you hitting Mike Vick once in your career are so low. Like, when you do get that one time, you like him to fuck up. But more importantly, man, you also know the refs ain't never going to throw a flag.
Man, they chase him like cops when they chasing after a perp. Like, oh, now that I catch you, I'm going to beat your ass. That's how they chase
but
him.
But when you hit Peyton Manning, what happens? Get a flag.
Oh, flags.
They rarely hit him.
But when you do hit him, flag, fine, suspensions, new rules come down the pipe. You hit Mike Vick, it just be like, oh, well, get a stretcher. It'll be all right.
Like I said,
it turned into a runner during that play.
Twice last season, they hit Tom Brady, and the dude got, they claimed helmet to helmet contact. And I was like, no, he hit him square up in the chest.
Right.
That was not helmet to helmet contact. That was not a fine, and that wasn't a I mean, one play ended up changing the game, and I was like, come on, y'all.
Exactly, man. And Mike Vick ain't that brother to get them calls. But, hey, thanks for calling, B-Cole, man.
All right, see y'all.
All right, peace.
Peace.
That's a good call, man. See, kind of like, you don't like taking these calls during the show?
I like them.
Like a real sports show.
I think that one call was just a little.
Yeah, that was a fluke. That was a fluke. I hope. Knock on wood. 704-557-0186 is the phone line. Darren Sproles' wife is pissed at the Saints.
She fine though.
She cute.
She fine though.
Like I look at her selfie. I was like, I see.
But she ratchet as hell.
She do got that. She got that look.
She is ratchet.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, but you could tell by the bangs.
Yeah, Darren Sproles learned through Twitter. Well, it ain't the bangs. Let me put this picture in. I would tell everybody exactly how you could tell she's ratchet.
So you're doing the snapped. You could tell she ratchet.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah. Let me tell you how you can tell she ratchet. Let me put this picture in here, y'all. It's the head tilt.
That's the picture they pick and snap to.
Yeah. Like, you see the head tilt and then that mouth. Like, that mouth smile is her exact mouth smile after she say something about your mama that's out of, like, control.
See, for me, it's their hood chick, ratchet chick bang. No disrespect.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be a lace front.
Well, like, whatever she got, I'm just saying, right, it's not her hair.
Yeah.
No disrespect. But the hair she bought, it's the ratchet line across her face. Like, it's not above the eyebrows. It's not even like just pulled to one side. It's straight across straight. Like she could only get the 1099 weave piece hairstyle. You know what I'm saying?
And she rich. She could have went and got more.
Right, but she's in New Orleans. She went down to the fourth or fifth ward, wherever it is they hang out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she went and got the ratchet weave, and she ratchet. But no disrespect though, because she fine.
Yeah, she got that look like. He's never gonna cheat on her cause he know what'll happen. Not cause, you know what I mean? She got that look like, you can cheat if you want.
Now here's the thing. Without reading her quote though, single man Rod, would you say she crazy?
Yeah, she got the crazy eyes.
She crazy.
She got the crazy eyes.
And you wouldn't risk it. As fine as she is, you saying, dick making your decisions, you wouldn't risk it.
You know, I got that thing, man. I can't. it's not a personal preference where I consciously think about it like, oh, she crazy. Like, I hate, like, I it hurts me when I find out women are crazy. You know what I mean? It hurts me because I'm like, damn, she off the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could never ever get it for her, period. Doesn't matter how fine she is. Holly Berry, perfect example. One of the finest women on earth, but every time I look at her, I just be like, she's crazy as shit. No. Nope. Not ruining my life.
I'm just saying, Jeremy, appreciate it, Jeremy. Jeremy say she got it down at the Ebony Beauty Supply down in the third ward. And I don't know. I might have to risk it. Like, she fine.
Most dudes would.
She fine.
I know I'm different than all the other dudes because I know most dudes are like, there's a certain level of fine where they don't care anymore. And I can't, I'm built this way. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't like me going, I'm taking a personal moral spank. I just be like, damn, she is fine.
Your moral might take a sick day.
It hasn't happened yet.
But you've been committed for a long time.
Dude, I'm talking about even when I like, listen, I'm saying even single, even as like a, just on a level of like, damn, she fine. You know how you have like, women that you just see in public, you're like, damn, she fine. But like, there's women that I'm like, damn, she fine. And then I talk to them a few times and I find out they crazy and I'll be like, yeah, but she crazy. it just clicks in my head. I can't undo
before
it.
Before the conversation, you were like, before the conversation part, that's what I'm saying. With limited conversation, she get it.
Unfortunately, in this picture, she looks crazy. Now, there's other pictures of her where I'm just like, oh, that's a badass woman. You know what I'm saying? But then there's this picture where I'm like, she got them eyes. She leaning a certain way. Like, she'll cut your mama out, dog. Like, she really will, like, spray paint the side of your car with like, cheater or some shit because you didn't answer your phone on time.
Yep. Score update, score 41-31.
41-31.
Still
all right.
Down by 10.
All right, appreciate you, man. Thanks for looking out. So, anyway, she put on Instagram. because apparently he learned through Twitter that he was traded. Instagram.
I need to follow her on Instagram, by the way.
Michelle Sproles.
I'm sure she puts up the ratchetest of ratchet pictures.
I'm so disappointed in the Saints organization and the way they are treating my husband. I understand this is a brutal business, but when you have a good guy who works hard and does a lot for the community, you would think they would show a little more respect. To verbalize to him that they will release him so at least he can choose the team he wants to spend his last few years in the NFL on and then take it back without a word and try to trade him is so fucked up. I know I have no control. And she put, I know, I-N-O, not K-N-O-W. No disrespect. I know I have no control over this, and God is going to work it out. But in the meantime, I'm going to vent and talk shit. LOL. Sad face. Who that nation, get ready for the ride, because the seeds y'all front office is planting is not going to be a good look for y'all. See, the way my God is set up, she brought my God into it. Oh, no.
She put that New Orleans voodoo.
Yeah, I think that was that, some of that color purple. Until y'all do right by me. The way my God is set up, that's the thing. She that kind of crazy. I can tell, dog. She that kind of crazy that bring the Lord into it, man. Like, you be trying to have a regular discussion about something she did. And then next thing you know, you talking about Jesus. You're like, this ain't got nothing to do with the dishes.
No, when I saw her picture, I said she fine and crazy.
Yeah.
But she fine.
She is fine. The way my God is set up, he gets the last say and can get you back better than the Compton curse out.
Right.
I want to give these motherfuckers #. Yes, I curse and praise God. #. Only God can judge me. #. I put his charger picks up because the Saints ain't shit for what they doing. And then she at these roles at the end of it too.
She the best.
Yeah.
You know what? I would get with her. Darren, that's a good choice. No disrespect.
Yeah, oh, you know what, man?
Because she is ride or die.
Right. Right. Like, there's something to the fact that one thing about a crazy person is that their love is like crazy love. So as long as you do right by them, like, they got that crazy level of commitment to have your back. You know what I'm saying? So that is good. Don't get me wrong on that. I couldn't see myself as a single person dating around with different crazy people, because I think that's how you get cut.
Now, I am following her, and on her intro, mm-hmm. it says CEO of 7 Image Salon and Sproles Empowered Youth. It says, yeah. God, my husband, my children, my business, in that order.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. He only came second to God. That's not bad.
So you sir, are winning with your choice in women right now.
Yeah.
Crazy women.
The
best pussy in theory.
And also, you could tell he don't cheat. Like, you could just tell he not that dude out here in these streets. Like, he come home every night. Like, that's why she wrote this. You know what I mean? The kind of, like, Kobe Bryant White wouldn't have wrote this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kevin O'Ewing would not write this if Dwayne Wade got traded from Miami tonight. She'll just be like, well, you know, we're moving. Yes. She would be like, y'all don't do a good man like this. A good, faithful, God-fearing man. You don't do this to him.
She put God on y'all. She ain't put the devil on y'all. She ain't wish evil on y'all. She put God on y'all. She said, God go get you.
How many hand claps were done during the typing this? Because my God is going to work it out.
He's going to work it out. God go work it out. He go work it out. God go work it out.
Who that nation? Get ready for a ride, because the seas, y'all front office is planting. I can tell, dog. It claps all through this shit. She killed this.
Oh, I feel for the new wives she gonna make friends with.
Oh, man.
Because she gonna be part of the wives club.
Dude.
Yeah.
I hope Riley Cooper ain't got no wife. I'll ride a Cooper ain't.
Because if he ever called Darren one of them N-words, then he will fight.
Dog, she'll probably introduce herself like that. It's nice to meet you, Riley. I've heard about you. I tell you what you're not going to be doing. It's calling my husband a God-fearing ignorant man, you're not gonna be calling him no N words. How about that?
You and your bitch.
Yeah. God damn it.
We'll get fucked up. Yes, I said God. Yeah. And was cussing at the same time. Cause God got my back.
She fuck around and say
God. He put it in my spirit to say this to you.
She fuck around and say God damn it and God in the same sentence. Like, she don't care. She don't have no rules. She be like, hashtag only God can judge me. Hashtag you better recognize. Hashtag clap, 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 clap.
Now come on over to my shop.
Right.
So I can fix your hair.
We need to get your hair fixed
damn
up.
Damn, though, but if she got a shop in New Orleans and she moving to Philly, she going to keep the shop open, but if she's still in the New Orleans area, and every time she drive back or fly back to New Orleans to check on the shop and her husband in Philly, boy, it's going to be good stuff on Instagram because she going to vent about it.
Yep.
She not going to hold it back.
She fuck around, close her shop up, man. Who knows? I don't know, but
y'all,
anyway.
Y'all see that good weave she got?
Andrew Bynum, speaking of people returning, Andrew Bynum, he played a game. So, wait, hold on. He already played some in Cleveland. So, we got to be around three or four games left for him, right?
Well, I'm not. Are we counting his mental state of being there or his knees? Because I think his knees a little better than
okay, so how many games you think he got left on his knees?
See, I think Bynum actually has a few years on his knees.
Oh, so you think he'll be healthy all the way through the playoffs, all that?
Right, and the reason why is because Bynum, unlike Oden, has been good to his knees.
Okay.
Like, Bynum take his knees bowling, he take them to the beach, you know, he let them see other women. Like, he does fun activities with his knees.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little more relaxed and comfortable. Whereas Oden, he be focused on rehab. He be trying to, like, he be stressing. Like, we got to get back on the court. And his knees be like, nah, we not ready. And he be like, no, we going to rehab. Bynum knees be like, man, I ain't ready. Bynum be like, cool, we ain't ready. What y'all want to go do then? You know what I mean? Mm. And they be like, let's go for some rides at a theme park. Okay. He be like, cool, we're going to the theme park. Like, that's what Bynum does with his knees. So he got a little longer than Oden.
Okay. All right. I'll roll with you on this.
The question though is, mentally, how many games does he have?
I mean, what do the Pacers coaches' wives look like? That's the question nobody's asking. That really is the number one question on my mind. Like, you know, is Paul George baby mama gonna show up to practice anytime soon?
See, I don't think Paul George cares about that.
Yeah, but
like, who media, married on the team?
But the media cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Andrew Bynum obviously don't give a fuck. Like, if there's any women that want to hurt somebody, Andrew Bynum is a good person, you know, to mess with, because he don't care.
Right. I think he is 7 feet. I don't imagine. He's not a small 7 feet either. He's a big 7 feet. I don't imagine too many people getting in his face.
Yeah, dude, how would that suck as an assistant coach? If he fucks your wife, now you got to come to work the next day. And you can't even pull the how many times I got to prove my love. I'm going to whoop this man's ass because I got love on my side. Like, love don't got shit to do with 7 feet, 345 pounds. Like, I know he was just like, damn, I guess I just got to go to work and be a bitch.
You got to show up to work with your weapon at that point.
Right.
Like, you got to pull your weapon out. Like that, like, you can't just show up to work.
Nah,
like, you know, you ain't gotta use it, but it gotta be there. Like, that's when you use the Raymond Felton flash your shit.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you just like this, bro. I ain't saying I would do it, but you gotta pretend like you don't know. you gotta, no matter what anybody say, you gotta be like, nah, man.
You gotta, that ain't true. Come on, man. The jokes go too far, guys. You gotta play it off like that.
Yeah, man, I saw Andrew Bynum with your wife at Roof Chris last night. Come on, man.
That was her sister. That was her sister. I tried to hook them up.
Come on, man. She wouldn't do that. No, man, I'm serious, dog. Like, had his fingers in her pussy and everything, man. He was finger banging her at the table.
I walked up and spoke to her.
Yeah, he was French kissing her, and then he says, "Fell my fingers." And I said, "Andrew, this our coach wife. Come on, man. Stop. Y'all, hey, man, give me two more. Give me two more sprints. Let's do some suicides.
And that's what I mean by how long Bynum going to be there mentally. Like, that's, like, how, that I don't know. That, yeah, that could be true. Next week.
Like, I feel like Bynum didn't think he was going to have to play.
Right.
I, like, as soon as I heard him, they was like, yeah, you're going to play tonight. I was like, I know he was mad as shit when he got that call.
But you know what, though? This the first team he'd been on where it's been a ratchet team full of dudes like him.
True.
Like, where he, like, cause he got somebody young, like Roy, where he can be with the no homo quotes and they'll laugh about it. Whereas in LA, he couldn't do that with Kobe.
True.
He couldn't do it with Powell.
Lance Stevenson might be cool with him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like, they out hanging, like, this is the team where Delonte West could fit in.
Right, okay.
Like, all, they could all be on the same squad, and I feel like they'll have a good time and win some games.
Okay.
So, he might be at peace now. Like, he's at peace.
Okay, all right. Speaking of being at peace, Royce White got recalled to the Kings. He's on a, signed to a 10-day contract.
He's at the San Antonio Kings, the...
He got
the Gastonia Royal Kings, got, like the one of the D League Kings. Like, what? Which Kings are we talking about? Not the
King mattress.
Yeah, like what King are we talking about? Not the Sacramento Kings.
He got pulled up from the Reno Bighorns, so which is probably in driving distance of Sacramento,
right? Because I don't see him making it anywhere else.
Like, if you tell. If you tell,
I see, no, go ahead and say the score. I see you look. I wasn't going to say it.
51-34, UNC is down. 10 minutes left.
It's not looking good.
Not looking good.
I see you look, and I was like, oh, he ain't going to say it.
Damn, they just flagrantly fouled Paige. I feel like with Royce White, though, like, if you call him and you go, hey, man, it's the Kings. We think we should, we would like to have you on the team, and, you know, we'd like you to play. I feel like his first question would be like, so when is y'all next game? He'd be like, yeah, we play,
when and where?
We play tomorrow at, at 10:30, Eastern time. Where's it at? It's Sacramento. All right, hold on one second. Calculating route. 6 hours, 45 minutes. All right, I can do it, man. I'll be there. Was that MapQuest I heard in the background?
Nope. Hey, he's not lying, if you're being honest.
Nope.
Hey, you know, the thing is, it's in his contract, it's probably required that he has to hire a personal driver so that after the game, like when they have like a game in Orlando and another game in New York, his personal driver, like, they leave immediately after the game and pull an all-nighter and drive to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how his games, that's how his schedule is going to be.
He played for the 76ers in preseason? What? I didn't know that.
Nobody.
That's how you know the 76ers was planning on taking the whole year. They was like, give us Royce White. Like, they traded for him. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about the 76ers.
I just wonder what happened in Houston that he could not work it out and they couldn't work it out. Like, what happened?
Well, they couldn't deal with his, nigga said he couldn't fly, man.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you flying everywhere else and all of a sudden you get to Houston and you can't fly anymore.
Was he flying everywhere else? I don't know. Like, I'm now questioning everything.
Well, I guess that's why the Sixers got rid of him real quick and didn't tell nobody.
They was like, hey, man, so, next game's in Portland. You ready to go? Huh? How we getting there? On a plane. You ain't got no trains?
Nope.
No, Royce, you gotta take.
We got a private jet.
Hey, man, y'all might as well just go ahead and cut me now then, dog. Cause I ain't getting on no plane.
Hold on, what? Wait, no, I didn't hear that. You said you're not feeling well. Yeah. You're not happy with the organization. Well, you know what? We'll get you out of here as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. You can go.
No, I'm just saying I can go as long as we provide other transportation. I just can't. No, shut up, Royce. Shut up. No, you're not happy here. We're gonna get you out of here. That's
Don't say we taking. We rebuilding. Phil Jackson gonna help the Knicks rebuild. Apparently he's expected to finalize an agreement to become president of the New York Knicks.
They giving money away.
The Knicks are literally the like they are the Kim Kardashian of teams. Like they're I'll take it back. Lady Gaga. They're the Lady Gaga teams where like they do so many stunts to disguise the fact that they are not a good organization. and it doesn't work on anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is fooled by this bullshit. Oh, so y'all got Phil Jackson. What's he gonna do? All y'all contracts is for like 3 years and shit.
Yep. And not only that, he might know how to coach. Does he know how to negotiate contracts?
We don't know that.
Right. And does he really have an eye for talent? Because whenever he leaves, for whatever reason, that same team looks like trash.
It's because he's Phil Jackson. It's the only reason they're even doing this shit.
They think Cat's just going to come there like, oh, I don't want the money. I'm going to Phil at the organization. I want to go there.
Oh, Phil there now? Well, shit, why didn't y'all say so? It's the dumbest shit ever, man.
Good luck, New York. Y'all stay winning.
Yeah, man. I just don't even think they fans are fooled. Like, I feel like New York fans are like, why are we doing this shit right now? Like, what is this helping?
Nope, they are fooled.
It's like, well, let's not talk about how we not in the playoffs, guys. Let's talk about this shit. Yeah, let's not talk about how we 3.5 games out of 8th in the fucking East, which is the worst conference. We don't want to discuss that, but what we'll discuss is Phil Jackson. Look over here, Phil Jackson, guys. Hey, aren't y'all 26-40? Huh? Phil Jackson.
And they want to hire Steve Kerr for the coach.
Yeah, okay.
What does he know about coaching?
Right.
He hasn't coached anything. So now Steve Kerr is supposed to keep
Melo and
keep Melo.
J.R. Smith
in line.
Yeah.
He's supposed to look out for Raymond Felton.
They're gonna be punching him in the face like Jordan did.
Yeah, like he knows how to deal with Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
Really? He does. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
Brooklyn is the new New York team.
You ever heard of Zedrick Joseph?
No, and I don't think I ever want to meet anyone named Zedrick either. No disrespect to any Zedricks out there in the world, but
first of all, certain names in the world, if you name your kid this, they either gonna be a athlete or they're gonna be a criminal.
Yep.
And sometimes they're gonna be both.
I appreciate my mother having the power to name me, and she named me Justin. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, Zedrick Joseph is a former University of Maine football player. He's reportedly being held in a Georgia jail on warrants out of 2 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of murder.
Why is he all the way in fucking Georgia?
Joseph was taken to the Richmond County Jail Wednesday morning and will stay there until West Palm Beach police pick him up. He's facing charges in connection with a double stabbing last Friday in West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, Florida. The victims were Ricardi Sherry and Vashti Larori. Sherry died from his wounds. Larori was stabbed in his hand and treated at the hospital before being released. Per the Bangor Daily News, Joseph was charged 15 months ago in a separate incident for domestic violence assault and threatening on the University of Maine campus.
Damn.
Joseph, a running back, played his final year of football with the Black Bears this past season. The University of Maine's website, Joseph's hometown, is listed as West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay, so Florida, Maine.
Yeah, we stabbing niggas, though?
I guess he was hiding in Georgia.
Yeah, I guess so. But who we stabbing niggas, though? What?
Man, his name is Zedrick. He crazy.
Zedrick is... Okay.
He crazy.
Damn.
But you know what? He from Florida, so I believe it.
Yeah, I do, man. I do. The woman got stabbed, too. She was Vashti. She's the one that was treated for her injuries and lived. He stabbed a man to death.
Damn.
Yep.
What? Did he try to holler at her and the dude stood up for his woman or something? Like, what happened?
And how did she get stabbed in the hand? She said, please don't stab me. She said, oh, this one for you? Yeah, so, well, anyway, I just thought that was kind of crazy, so.
Now, he is angry. And needs a hug. And he been angry his whole life because of his name.
The good news is the Baltimore Ravens just raised him up in his draft stock. So he's now on the draft board.
He's going to be in jail.
Well, they don't care. West Hartford, Connecticut. Apparently, our man Stuart Scott, man, is dealing with some cancer, man. It's coming pretty serious. Like, I guess that's what he's been dealing with all his, all these years. Remember he had that stuff with his eye or whatever?
But the eye, he got hit with a flag.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he was covering a game preseason and the ref threw the flag. And,
are you serious or are you just making that up?
No, I'm serious.
I've never heard this story before.
Yeah, and it hit him in the eye.
Oh, I thought he had like some kind of disease or some shit. So he just got hit in the eye with a flag, that's it?
I mean, you get hit in the eye with a flag. See what your eye
No, I ain't saying, no, I just, for years people have been like, oh, you know, he got like this crazy disease you never heard of. And I'm like, what? But, yeah, apparently he said, he's, got cancer, man. And, he's had, it says he, had 58 infusions of chemotherapy. Recently switched to a pill, but the drugs are not fully arrested. The cancer that was, he was struck with in 2007 when his appendix was removed. It returned 4 years later. It came back again last year. Each recurrence seems more dire. And yet after each, Sky has returned his high profile work at ESPN, ensuring that his private fight has become a public one. Dude, I had no idea he was in such killer shape. Did you know that?
Yep.
Like, he a beast, man.
Well, you know, he is from North Carolina. So, you know, shouts out to the country boys.
Yep. I could tell he didn't care either, because Bo and them were on the Levitar show, and they was talking about the George Zimmerman fight thing, and he called in. And he was like, I do MMA, and I'd love to get my hands on George Zimmerman, but even I understand that this is a publicity stunt, and that's why I can't endorse it, and I don't think anybody should try to fight him.
See, at first I thought he was losing weight, like he was just sick and not feeling well. But yeah, then he started to get cut a little bit, like his suits was look like, I was like, oh, maybe he just lost the weight to get in shape. But yeah, it said his eye was injured on April 3rd, 2002 at the New York Jets minicamp when he was doing a special for ESPN.
Damn, that's crazy. I heard those flags weigh a lot. And you know?
Yeah, and because of the accident, he has it's spelled PTO. Mm-hmm. SIS, so I'm imagining
yeah,
one of those letters is silent, either the P or the T.
Right. I've asked him on two occasions, what does it mean to say still? What did doctor say? I'm nervous asking it, but after hearing his answer for the second time, I choose not to ask again. I don't know if I could do it the same way. His sister says, I think he can only live with this by not even incorporating the potential end of it. She said, a telephone interview from North Carolina is too weighty. It doesn't mean he doesn't think about it, but to let it in starts to validate it and give it more heft. But she added, every time I get a call that Stewart's in the hospital, I have to think about what this means for his mortality, and this is the time. So, crazy, man. But, yeah, dog, he in super duper shape and shit. I don't know what all was going on, but I ain't reading all this shit, but, you know, shout out to that Carolina boy, man.
Yeah, and he actually graduated from UNC.
Bigger news than Steve Smith and the Panthers. Teddy Ginn Jr. just left the Panthers to go to the Cardinals, and nobody talking about it. That's worse than that Steve worse. Smith leaving.
Because y'all need him. The Panthers need him.
He's the only bright spot on this team while receiving other Panthers. Other than Greg Olsen.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't he the second leading receiver?
I believe so, man.
Yeah, they need him.
So that's bad news, man.
Damn, what? And that's that thing where it's like Cam numbers will be down again.
Right.
And they're going to be like Andrew Luck, the better quarterback, when who is he throwing the ball to? He's going to have two rookies out there to throw the ball to.
Yep. And you're going to have black. And you got people going, see, this what's wrong with black quarterbacks. So we got to deal with that. I'll tell you a black quarterback who did get a win. Shout out to Black Sports Online, that tall.
Rob, you know it, man.
Apparently, Cordell Stewart got a W. In his divorce, he left his wife Portia with no alimony, no house, no NFL retirement money, no cash out, no health insurance.
And he didn't even have a prenup.
She even has to pay her own credit card balances.
He winning. I mean, I don't know. He get a round of applause.
Yeah. Let me find that. Well done, sir.
And you know why she should get anything?
Why?
Because she thinks the Underground Railroad really was a train that could fit up under a church.
Yep.
That's why she shouldn't get anything. However.
Well, it says that's he
probably
had
the best looking woman he'll ever get in his life.
It said he did have a prenup, but it was ironclad. So she got.
He had one? Because he said on TV he didn't have one.
He knew the marriage might fail, so he had an ironclad prenup. So this is what Portia got in the divorce settlement, according to TMZ. And I believe TMZ, and more importantly, I believe Black Sports Online.
I believe them too. Because he literally, you know, I watch Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on there saying he didn't have a prenup when he married her.
Well, he got one.
He winning. Yeah. Whoever her lawyer is, you need to, I want her to publicize it so more women will get her as a lawyer and get less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Terrell Owens is trying to be on the Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, I don't really care about it, but still, just how the mighty have fallen, man.
They'll get fired the first week.
This is what happens when you're a piece of shit to all the media and flip out on your teammates and you don't have
kids.
And your kids. And now all of a sudden now people are like, I don't want you talking about football on my network.
Yep.
He talks well enough. He has enough charisma. He could have been a guy who talked about other wide receivers and all this shit. Even Randy got a job.
He mooned people.
Yeah. And Randy probably don't even want the job. Terrell Owens wants the job. And they like, nah, man. Go do some reality TV shit, bro.
Man, Randy better talk country as hell.
Well, when they throw the ball up. just chuck it up there, dog. Yeah, but Randy gonna be on there making fishing analogies and shit.
He do, man. He wasn't at the Super Bowl. I think he guest appeared like pregame.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know what the hell Randy is talking about.
Nobody did. It's like when you're trying to catch a badger, you gotta start at the bottom. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, Randy, but that's my nigga.
One of Terrell Owens, because he recently too just got married, and then she filed for divorce. Man, he stay losing, man.
Stay losing.
All cause,
until you do right by Donovan McNabb, everything you touch gonna crumble.
I was just gonna say, all because he cried for the wrong quarterback.
For the white man quarterback. Donovan McNabb spit in that water and stirred it up and gave it to him. Steve Nash said he's done for the season because back is hurt. And people said, well, are you gonna retire? He said, hell no, I'm not gonna retire. I'm not gonna retire because I want the money. It's honest. We want honest athletes, but at the same time, you're gonna have people out there saying he's so greedy. He's made X amount of money. And he has to take this last little bit. Yes, I do. I have to take that last little bit. I'm sorry if that is frustrating to some, but if they were in my shoes, they would do exactly the same thing. Hot fire from Steve Nash. 100 points. I love the honesty.
Hey,
that's the most honest quote I've ever read in my life.
Go next year though, because he not signing with the Lakers next year.
Nah, he got a 2-year contract. He's the only dude on contract for the Lakers for more than this year. I think him and Kobe.
I thought he was done after this show.
It says here these are the
Los Angeles agent there.
A team that forked over $50 million for Kobe Bryant. Who won't even see the NBA court again until next fall. According to Nash, is set to join Kobe for an early summer vacation. Let's see. Still, who's Ding? As Ding pointed out last week, I don't know who this person is, but it says, the Lakers would rather be done with the entirety of Nash's $9.7 million salary next year if they're not planning on spending much next season, as opposed to stretching that money across the next three seasons if they waive him and suffer future burdens. So, yeah, he gonna play. He gonna be on the roster next year, getting $9.7 million.
Man, he just needed to get whoever that was giving him them back massages in Phoenix to come on down. LA.
When they made this contract, man, I made no small secret that this is a dumbass signing. It was one of those things where I said it's better than what they had, so it is quote unquote good in that case. Like, it'll make the team better, but. But everybody that knows basketball knew the last couple of years of this contract were going to be risky, if he was going to be playing at all. So, you know, you can't be mad at the dude for taking the money. Like, nobody else probably would have given him that money, or if they would have, they would have just gone through the same thing too.
Yep. Cause you looked at it, well, he's better than having Blake as your starting guard.
Mm-hmm.
And Blake can come in and sub when he is out on his back.
And y'all had just missed out on Chris Paul.
Yep.
So it was like, well, maybe we can do something with Steve Nash.
But then his back flared up sooner than you thought. I don't know who's evaluating these guys' health. And then on top of that, you trade Blake.
Mm-hmm. So, all right,
dog. And got Bazemore, who I don't know if you've been watching Laker games. Bazemore shoots every time he touches the rock.
Dog. Why?
Every time.
It's like they said we're tanking and like several niggas was like, I'm the new Swaggy P. Like I'm getting my, I do what I know this much. I won't be ending the game with less than 15 shots.
Right. And he literally, he's not even starting. He literally comes in the game and still getting starter shots.
Yeah. He don't care. Steve Nash is 40 years old. So yeah, you know, speaking of old niggas fucking up, they finally sentenced the dude, former longtime Fiesta Bowl chief executive, John Junker, who, he was sentenced to 8 months in federal prison because they were doing illegal campaign contributions through the Fiesta Bowl and shit.
And I remember you covered this story. I don't know if it was on here on the regular show, but yeah. I do remember you covering that story.
It was 2 years ago, so it wasn't on this show. But you must have been on that episode or something.
Yeah, because you did talk about it.
Yeah. But yeah, pleading guilty 2 years ago to a conspiracy charge in the scheme of in which bowl employees made illegal campaign contributions to politicians and were reimbursed by the non-profit bowl. The bowl employees were reimbursed at least $46,000 for such contributions. Junker, 58, is the only person to face time behind bars as a result of the scandal, which is crazy because it's like, if you're going to do a scandal, this is what you want to do. You know what I mean? This is why, like, black people go to jail for life. White people go to jail for 8 months and touch way more money.
Was it millions? Because for a few thousand, I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, this is what they caught him up on. It was way more shit. Remember, like, when we first talked about this, it was like flying people out, crazy ass.
Yeah,
they
was having parties, dinners. Yeah,
it was all kinds of shit.
They had hookers at the parties.
This the shit
they got. Isn't that what got them caught up, though, was the hookers?
I think it was, dog. But this was the only shit they got them. That they, you know, like, you know,
you
can
only trap him on
right.
For $30,000.
He was like, I'll plead guilty to the $46,000. Or y'all could try for 7 years to get me in court on this other shit. But I got good lawyers. I'm rich. You know, it's just going to exhaust both our money. Like, why make the state spend all this money to catch a guy who's probably going to go to jail for less than a year at a minimum security prison? Why don't we just settle right now? I go to prison for 4 months.
He probably asked one of his senator friends, how long you think long enough? 8 months? Is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Is that too long? That's long enough. They was like, nah, 8 months good. You just keep silent. 8 months would be good. We'll get you in one of these, nice, mm-hmm. nice jails where they got swimming pools and things like that for you.
I feel like he said, I'll do 6 months. And they were like, come on, man, you got to at least do 8. Like, work with us here. All right. The minimum is supposed to be a year. All right. I do 8 months. That's cool. But then you got to cut the fine down to $1 million. Yeah, it says the scandal, the Arizona Bowl retained its bowl championship series status at the time. NCAA placed it on probation for a year. The BCS fined it $1 million. The scandal also exposed the lavish spending and perks that the Fiesta Bowl heaped on lawmakers and employees, though no charges were filed involving those perks.
Man, white privilege.
Actually, that's not, I'm going to give it the white privilege clap. That's the white privilege crowd.
And they stay winning, man. Because, like you said, like, he victimized thousands of young men in sports. Hustled a lot of people out of their money to go to them games.
Yep.
But I can sell some weed and I'm going to get 2 years.
You would go to jail way longer than him.
And I can't get a job afterwards either.
Yep.
Because it's a drug conviction.
He will come out of prison and get a better job than all of us. Junker received cars, four high-end country club memberships, a $33,000 birthday party in Pebble Beach, $1,200 for a trip to a strip club, among other benefits from the Fiesta Bowl.
And he probably won't even do the entire 8 months. He'll do a month, maybe right. two, and then get released on good behavior, yep. on probation for the other 6 months, and just have to... He won't even have to wear an ankle bracelet. They'll give him a nice watch.
Yeah. Here's your tennis racket, sir. Welcome to prison. Welcome to Long Fern Prison Community. Here's your bathing towel and one subscription to Netflix.
Yep.
He gonna be in prison like, y'all motherfuckers don't get the NFL channel on here? Oh, sorry, sir. We will order it right away, sir. Sorry. Yeah.
And here's two cell phones, one for family and one for business.
Yes, one for the mistress. Would you like a mistress phone as well, sir? No? Thank you very much. And then you hold his hand out for a tip.
They give him a Cosmopolitan.
Right.
Arnold Palmer. They give him an Arnold Palmer.
Rudy, I noticed that the Arnold Palmers today were a little light on the lemonade. Let's see what we can do about that, old boy. Sorry, sir. Sorry. We'll take care of it.
Jeffrey. He called everybody Jeffrey. Yeah,
Jeffrey, can I talk to you for a second? I noticed that I'm not getting all my pay porn channels. Now, I need, you know, I likes the ebony stuff, so I'm going to need some of the freak stuff.
What the fuck is this, a queen-size bed?
Who's supposed to change my sheets? It's the second time I've come into my prison cell, and these sheets are still not clean.
He got it. He angry because he on the queen size.
Yeah.
You in prison, dog.
When does the omelet chef get on duty? When does the omelet... listen, if I go in that cafeteria one more goddamn time, and the omelet chef is not in there, it's about to go down. My God does not let me do this. Hashtag, where is my corned beef hashtag?
Wait, there's only 10 types of cheeses. This is not good enough.
Right. I see that you have mayonnaise, and I see that you have mustard, but I don't see any Grey Poupon. What kind of prison are you guys running in?
This is not acceptable.
Hold on, I have to take this call. I was wondering if I could go to the store today, guys. I was wondering what time the Harris Teeter closes. I mean, I'll be back before prison closes.
One of the guards, I mean, butlers, is talking to him.
Yeah.
And he put his finger up, like, right. That one finger. Give me a minute.
Hold on, I got to take this. I got to take this call.
Can't you see I'm having a conversation?
Can y'all do something about the left wing? I don't get good cell phone reception in the left wing of the prison.
Damn it. What color paint is this?
Guys, I saw a black person today. I don't know what kind of prison you guys are running today, running in here, but I was promised no Negroes. So, not that I have anything against them, just I would not like to be in prison with any. I've seen Oz. yeah, maximum sentence that he could have got was 5 years. White crime is so much better than black crime. Like, black crimes have a minimum sentence. White crimes have a maximum sentence. God damn. Are you serious? Maximum sentence, 5 years in prison. I want to do some white crime.
But still in millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, dog.
And I'm only going to admit to 40-something thousand. 30,000 at the most.
If I stole $40 cash, I would get a minimum of 5 years in prison. He got a maximum.
You go to Harris Teeter right now and stick your head in that cash register. See what happened to you.
Before sentencing, Junker sat silently on the edge of his seat with his hands clasped before pleading for leniency, saying he was sorry for committing the crime, was a changed man, and has had to live with the sadness from his mistakes.
His sadness in his jacuzzi.
Right.
I've
been so sad, I've barely been able to masturbate in my jacuzzi.
He didn't even have to do a perp walk.
Mm-hmm.
Let you go to Harris Teeter. They would have your face all on the 5 o'clock news.
Nigga, they would start with local podcasting. They would start with that shit.
It'll be on the news for a week.
It'll be me trying to put my shirt over my face. So you have anything to say, sir? You have anything to say?
They sent him an invitation in the mail like he was invited to a wedding.
Right.
Do you want to come? Yes or no?
Yeah. RSVP, who will be your plus one? Would you like chicken or the fish? every day for the last 4 years, I've lived with that sorrow, Junker told the judge. Mm-hmm. His voice cracking with the emotion as he explained the negative impact the case has had on his family.
Really? All those lavish trips they took?
My son won't even call me by my first name anymore.
He can no longer have lobster. He has to have crab legs.
My daughter can't even afford to kiss our dog in the mouth. Oh, God. I said I wasn't going to do this. My wife had to stop having sex with the pool boy and is now only having sex with a tennis instructor. Like a poor woman. Like one of you.
We had to turn in all of our Mercedes.
I now drive a BMW. All right. You guys happy? Okay. I said it. I drive a BMW. God damn it.
My son has a Volvo. A Volvo, damn it.
I had to take my son out of boarding school and put him into private school. Local. I only have 7 maids now. Sometimes I walk in a room and I have to pick the clothes up off the ground myself.
I don't even know why I'm living anymore.
I don't know where the clothes go. I just wake up and they're magically in my closet. Sometimes it takes 2-3 hours. I don't know.
My wife got her nails dirty by putting dishes in the dishwasher.
The dishwasher. Every year, I get my wife's boots redone on her birthday. Not anymore. It's going to be once every 2-3 years now.
The charity dinners I go to, $15,000 a plate. That money goes to feed people. That money goes to help charities where a homeless man can get a meal for $5.
One of the houses on my block is now owned by a black family. That's never happened to any of the junkers in my history. And I can't even afford to move.
Just awful.
The back side of my mansion, the pool hasn't been cleaned in a solid week. And I'm telling you guys, I'm a changed man.
My summer house in the Hamptons, I had to lease it out.
I had to let my third mistress go. And I told her when she was blowing me on the private jet, this will be the last time. And once you go through something like that, I'm sure all of you guys can relate. No? No one? No? Oh, sorry.
I stopped at a gas station and had to pump the gas myself.
I joined
no more full service.
I joined a public golf club. Anyone can get in. Anyone. I had to go in the front entrance the other day at the mall. And I just got to say, I was carrying my own bags. It was disgusting. And I've learned a lesson from this. And these 6 weeks in prison are going to do me good. I tell you that much.
When I get out, I'm a changed man. No more frivolous spending for me. No more trips to cold weather climate places. Only warm climate from here on out, damn it.
I've seen the bottom now. I know what it's like to wake up every day, go to the front lawn, and see Negroes across the street. And I'll tell you, I've learned a lot. I used to own Negroes. Now, I have to respect them. He had no prior criminal convictions. His maximum sentence was 5 years. He faced a possible sentence of 8 to 14 months in prison. So they gave him 8 months, which is the minimum. And they say apparently prosecutors saw a 1 year prison sentence. Nigga, the maximum is 5. The prosecutors themselves are like, just give him a year. Just look, guys, he's never going to make it in a regular
jail. He argued no against a year.
A year. And it was like 8 months. That's the lowest we can give you. 4 other bowl employees were convicted. None of them niggas went to jail. They were like, I don't have time for this. I'm white.
They put all the time on him.
They just said they was making more than him. They were just like, I'm white. Apparently, you guys don't know. This is my prosecution get out of jail free card. You can't prosecute me for this. Sorry. Diplomatic immunity. So you're not a diplomat. White immunity. Sorry.
That other dude must have biracial wife or something.
Yeah, he must. Something happened with him.
He had that.
He was the one who actually did like the hand. He's the one who had to sign everything. Yep. The other dudes all did handshake deals because they were too big time. It's like, the other dudes were like, my word isn't good enough. My word isn't good enough. I'm a white man and I'm telling you I'm going to do this thing. And they're like, okay, sorry. And then he was the one they were like, now sign the goddamn things, Junker. Sign it.
Junker. What kind of name is that too? That's the ultimate white man name.
It's going to be funny too. I bet none of his friends going to want to give him a job when he gets out. They're going to give him a worse job. Like, I did this time for you. Well, no one has any evidence that I was involved.
Yep. His wife going to actually have to get a job. Can you believe it? Like, she'll actually have to work.
Dude, white people's crimes are so good. These motherfuckers can get a job with these crimes. You know what I'm saying?
He'll be back director of something.
First of all, most times when you apply for something, it asks, have you been convicted of a felony? Right?
Yep.
They got misdemeanors of making prohibited campaign contributions. Number two, let's say it says, or misdemeanor. Yeah, I was convicted of misdemeanor in 2010. What was it? Yeah, it was prohibited campaign contribution.
He won't have to put that. It'll be expunged.
Maybe. I'm just saying.
It'll be expunged off his record by the time the door unlocks.
They were all five are sentenced to probation right now, and it's on their record currently. I'm saying even if you wrote it down, it ain't gonna keep you from getting a job.
Yep. No, I agree, but it's not even going to be on his record to have to put yes.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I mean, he got the money to wait. He's like, how long does it take to get this expunged? Oh, it'll take 4 years. All right. Open up my Cayman's account. I guess I'll take a few years off. Junker, whose 20-year tenure as the Bulls chief executive ended with his firing in March 2011, also faces a March 20th sentencing in state court where he pled guilty to a 2012 to a felony charge of solicitation to commit a fraudulent crime. So he still got to go through the state court. In his plea agreement in federal and state courts, Junker said he knew it was illegal to use other people's names to mass political contributions and that he made the decision to have the Bowl reimburse the contributors. Prosecutors previously said Junker should be granted some leniency for cooperating with the investigation, but should serve time behind bars because he abused his position of power by soliciting his employees to commit crimes. These five ordinary citizens were dragged into this by John Junker, prosecutor Frank Galati said Thursday.
He was doing this for 20 years. I wonder at what year did he start getting money? Year one, year 10, you know what I mean? Year 18.
Oh, 8-point game. A minute 21 left. It says here, he now makes $47,000 a year. Compared to the $600,000 a year he was making during the last year with the Bowl.
Yeah, but at what year did he start getting extra money though?
7-point game.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh no, he been right. This like they talking about salary. This motherfucker ain't give a fuck about no salary. He's like, man, I ain't made money off my. I ain't spent my salary in so many
years. That was tip money.
Let's talk about another white crime. This is the best, man. I love this story. The San Franciscos clinched the National League West September 22nd, 2012 with the 8-4 win over San Diego Padres. Everyone in the press box hustled down to the Winter Kings clubhouse. A lot of us brought rainproof jackets because the Giants went into the game with a 10-point lead in a divisional race and a 5-game winning streak. It was pretty obvious they were going to clinch. The only question was how soon. So they go down there. There's cheap champagne and Bud Light. You know how they celebrate in the baseball. Everybody starts splashing each other with champagne liquid showers. And shit. Right. The players wanted to let loose, sprayed each other with alcoholic beverages. No disrespect. Not everyone was getting in on the action. Sergio Romo, who's still new to the closer's role, didn't get the save, but recorded the final out of the game. He was overwhelmed and even spent a little time behind the newly hung plastic in front of everyone's lockers to reflect. Maybe he was back there because he didn't want his phone to get destroyed by a $499 champagne. But when he reappeared, he looked like someone who was at least close to tears. Other players had their families. Most of the players' wives and girlfriends were present, snapping photos with each other. A lot of children were in the clubhouse, as well as team employees. Everyone's elated. So, you know, they all did this shit or whatever, right? Lowell Cone, who has plenty of reasons to despise this dude named Damon Bruce, who's been impersonating Cole to speak the voice and cadence. Okay, who cares about that? included his passage in the Reese column. Anyway, Bruce posted at least one photo. Bruce is the guy who works the radio for the Giants. He got banned from the locker room because he posted photos of other players' wives and girlfriends.
Oh, so he wasn't
champagne.
So he wasn't reflecting back to taking pictures.
No, this is a different dude. Not that player, but this dude was taking like snapping pictures of like of women in wet t-shirts and shit like that. And then he posted on them on Twitter. It's a great way to get caught.
He the dude that we be like, how does he get that picture of the woman working out at the gym?
Mm-hmm.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he's that dude that's like, oh man, look at them yoga pants. Did I take my flash off? Turn this thing on silent. However, everyone in the Bay Area was focused on Giants that night, not Bruce. So the Giants quietly handled the matter. Bruce deleted the tweets, and that was that. Perhaps that's why Bruce posted the photos in the first place, because as a Cubs fan who constantly craves the spotlight, he felt he was being ignored. Maybe he was still angry at the Giants for a variety of reasons. The players, led by Matt Cain, as the story goes, refused to answer his questions in the clubhouse after he ripped Barry Zito years before. That situation and possibly other things he said that the Giants didn't appreciate led to Bruce getting bumped from Sports Phone 680 after the Giants' home games in favor of Dave Fleming for one season. Soon after, Bruce ended up on KNBR 1050, a station with very little reach compared to KNBR 680. Bruce was able to record some images on his phone that he thought would his target demographic would enjoy. So he was probably taking pictures like, oh, everybody's going to love to see these wet titties. Oh, my Twitter followers.
Yeah, not your teammate's wife, though. You lucky you ain't get fucked up.
Dude, what? You know, they were like, don't even let his ass back in here, because if I see him.
And some of the baseball players be big as hell.
Yeah.
They be like 6'4", 220, 250, easy.
I always thought it was weird that journalists were allowed in the locker room anyway.
Yep.
Like, men and women. Like, stay the fuck out of there. Like, they can't. They got a press. They do press conferences. They talk to you like outside the locker room. Does you really have to talk to LeBron James when he's still dripping from the shower? Is that really like the only possible way we're gonna get the sound bite? Like no other way. Like it's invasive as shit. And that's why we always end up with these like, and oh, should women be allowed in the locker room? Should any of y'all be allowed?
Right.
Rashard Mendenhall is retiring after 6 NFL seasons. He's only 26 years old.
I don't know what he's going to do. Like, when I saw that, I was like, good for him. You know, he'll save his body. He'll live longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wasn't sure what background he had, like, for another job.
Well, I figure he'll be fine because I read his quote, and it says, first of all, he wrote a Huffington Post column.
Nice.
And he says, the journey I envisioned in the 2 years of rebuilding that would follow, and as I write this today, is the day that the journey is over and I'm fully at peace, eagerly looking to a new way which lies ahead. And I said, oh, okay, he's too smart to be in the NFL. That's all.
Some people
too smart to do this, man. No offense to the people that do it. I'm not saying all y'all are stupid and shit, but some people can't make the logical leap to I should be getting concussions every week.
So he will be getting money then. Like, that's all I was wondering. Like, yeah, he'll live longer, but outside of that, I wasn't sure what he was going to do.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, okay, yeah, he's too smart.
Because don't they say, like, after 5 years, most players end up being broke?
Yeah, they do.
When they retire from a sport, so.
Sound like he's been planning for this for a while.
Yep, he's been saving it. He ain't been paying for them rookie dinners like everybody else.
Right, yeah, he was like, why would I do that? I was talking to my friend, Russell Wilson, and we both decided that we're going to get Kias and save our money. I don't know why you Negroes keep getting these rims. Those rims are depreciating. I don't know if you guys know that. I don't think we talked about it last week. Did you see the kid that rushed the fucking court and tried to fight the coach?
No, I missed it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see this GIF here.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Dude ran onto the fucking court. You know, and this is after the Marcus Smart incident. The New Mexico State, Utah Valley State incident where people wanted to fight the players. UCSB, UC Santa Barbara home game against Hawaii, a fan rushed the court. Of course, the craziest thing about this video to me is Hawaii coaches wear fucking flower shirts.
Yep. I was disappointed that the coaches, I mean, not the coaches, but the players stepped in for the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always taught to walk away from scuffles, leave it alone. They should have walked away. Like, don't leave the bench. Let the coach handle it.
This dude is so lucky it was Hawaii. Because them dudes, they live too nice of a life to walk away. You know what I mean?
Like, where is security at? Security never ran on the court.
Dude, why? Security's supposed to live for this shit. Like, how does no one tase this dude, tackle him to the ground? Security dudes wake up every morning hoping something pops off where they can light a little scrawny little motherfucker like this up.
He walked away on his own cognition off of the court, still talking shit.
I don't think
like I will fuck you up.
I don't think cognition is a word.
Well, I made it a word.
Cognizance, I think is what you're looking
for. I made it a word.
But I will say that I kind of like it more than cognizance. Like, I might have to start using that because it sounds like, you know, like an actual action verb.
Score alert, you're only down by four. And
foul.
He had a layup.
Damn, he blew the layup, bro. God damn, we're going to lose these sons of bitches.
He had the layup.
But yeah, man, like, this motherfucker came on the court, dude, and they didn't, someone told me he actually got to finish watching the game. I was like, what? How? Man, that would have been my big black ass. They would have been tased me, beat me with billy clubs, threw me in behind the stands.
You'd have got fucked up on the way to the locker room, like, to the tunnel in front of everybody. Everybody would have saw you get your ass whooped by security. Nobody came up.
Yeah.
Nobody. You don't even see anybody in the background.
Even as a player, I would want to hit him. You know what I mean? Even as a player, I'd be like, you know what? Let me just punch this nigga in the face one time.
Apparently, they like their coach.
Frank Martin has to sit one game for being Frank Martin. Apparently, South Carolina hired Frank Martin. And then later on, they hired like a new AD, athletic director, who didn't hire Frank Martin. And he don't want to put up with Frank Martin's shit. Frank Martin's one of those coaches that got really well known for cussing out his players and being fiery on the sideline. He took this job in South Carolina and he was cussing his players out and being fiery on the sideline. And now everybody's like, oh, my bad. This is not right.
Yeah, it's not right. You can't talk to a student athlete like that.
He told him, answer the question, asshole. I read his lips. He's like, answer the fucking question, asshole. I was like, Jesus Christ, buddy, calm down.
Yep, no professor could talk to a student like that. There's no way a coach should either.
Yeah, I'm surprised people even that he got in trouble because people are so, oh, these players should be lucky to even be on campus.
It depends on the coach.
Mm.
Because even, what was the 49ers coach before Harbaugh?
You talking about the black dude?
Yep.
Can't win with him.
I can't remember his name.
Damn, I can't remember his name on top of my
Singletary.
Head. Singletary, yeah, Mike Singletary.
No different than Harbaugh. Same exact coach.
Yeah.
Same person. Different.
Except
skin.
He wouldn't cuss you. He don't cuss.
Different skin.
He probably don't even cuss, dog. He one of them old black men that don't say nigger or none of that shit. But yep. But he will light your ass up.
But that's what I'm saying. Same person, just different skin. And had that been a different skin, that coach been a different skin color, he wouldn't have been able to get away with that a lot as long as this coach has.
Mm-hmm.
Martin would have been set Martin ass down and been like, look, you a black man, you can't be talking to these kids like that. You better put please,
mm-hmm,
ask nicely.
So yeah, answer the question, asshole. Like, what was the question?
He should have got more than one game.
Are we in a 2-3 or a 3-2? Answer the question, asshole! Oh, no! Pistorius.
I'm just thinking about my exam I got tomorrow.
My man Oscar Pistorius. He's on trial for shooting his girlfriend after they had an argument. But he said he shot her because he thought she was an intruder.
He thought she was trying to get out of the car,
mm-hmm,
and go rob somebody. So he wanted to save that person.
So much shit has been happening with this dude. Like all that, like the prosecution was going. So they were bringing up all the like shit that he did fucked up. And he's probably gonna get off. Cause the policeman were handling like weapons and shit with no gloves. Like I heard a bunch of shit they did today. I was like, God damn, like, did y'all want him not to get cut? Like who, what's the difference between CSI in South Africa and everywhere else that y'all would think that y'all could just walk up in the crib, fucking up the crime scene?
Email. That's the difference.
The email, what you mean?
Then they email their crimes. Everything else is okay. You do what you want.
And then it's all in caps lock.
Yep. But you send out the emails, oh, we got a problem.
But yeah, apparently, man, his friends were talking about shit he's done in public. He shot guns twice in public. His story denies guilt in both events, which took place before he shot his dead girlfriend. But his friend Darren Fresco testified Tuesday that Pistorius shot a gun through a car's sunroof after having an altercation with police, and months later in a separate event was holding the gun when it fired in a busy Johannesburg restaurant.
But can you be mad at him though? I mean, he doesn't have his legs. I might be a little upset with the world also, not having both my legs.
You make a good defense attorney. Yeah, now I don't, you know what? Let him go. I don't care.
Like I don't have my legs.
Yeah, a woman lost her life, but this man doesn't have his legs.
I'm a little upset right now. I apologize. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. I'll stay on my medication.
A hockey player had a heart attack on the sideline or some shit, and now he can't play the rest of the year. And everybody was making a big deal out of it.
People watch hockey?
NFL free agency. Peppers, the Cowboys are looking at him.
Why not? If you should have kept Ware.
Yeah. Nah, DeMarcus Ware is potentially going to be a Denver Bronco. Denver Broncos adding a bunch of defensive pieces. Looks like, they're trying to, you know, like they're trying to get ready to make a run for the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
And they realize that, having Peyton Manning the most prolific offense of all time just isn't enough when your defense sucks ass.
You know, I don't know why they don't have. Like, that's the one thing I did like about Seattle is they switch defensive players like every other play. Mm-hmm. It's somebody fresh coming in. And if I could get Peppers and Ware, I want them both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they play the same position.
Yeah, that's true.
Or line them up on opposite sides. Who gonna block them? Which one are you gonna double team? You gotta pick one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But, I think I've heard Julius Peppers talk about the Cowboys being one of his favorite teams as a kid anyway. So I guess it makes sense. The Bears cut him. So I don't know.
I figured he was leaving, you know, cause Peppers will leave. Peppers would be like fucking him out.
Yeah. The biggest offseason moves I've seen on offense, was Decker and Sproles, and then defense is these two dudes. So,
the Patriots picked up somebody.
Revis. Yeah, Revis going to the Patriots, huge for the Patriots defense. But they had to cut, wasn't Talib, which is kind of weird because that dude's good too.
Did they have to cut him?
I guess they did. Same question for me too is, like, what would have happened if they could have kept both of those dudes somehow? But I guess the cap or some shit, you know.
Is there a rule like you can only have one good defensive cornerback on the team?
I guess that's how much they cost. I will say this though. Revis's deal, the way it's structured, is dope.
Yep.
More people should do that. Backload their contract so high that the team can't franchise you. So you just have to cut you. Cause he don't want to be franchised. And I understand that shit. Cause you get roped into that franchise game, man. You can fuck around and be at a team for 3-4 extra years.
Yep. And he'll be able to leave.
Exactly. He don't want to deal with that shit.
And still be great, or they're going to have to pay him.
Kevin Durant. Oh, wait. What? We hit this part already? No, I got more stories. Richard Sherman got into it on Twitter yesterday. And everybody's making a big deal of it because, it's Richard Sherman.
A Super Bowl champion, Richard Sherman.
Sherman and New England's Patriot running back LeGarrette Blount were debating about who's the best cornerback in the game. Not surprisingly, Sherman thinks it's himself. Just hours later, outspoken Washington Redskins cornerback D'Angelo Hall got into it too. Now, D'Angelo Hall is a hot fire playmaker, so that's good. Let me read the first debate between LeGarrette Blount and Richard Sherman. Garrett Blount says, congrats to my brother, Talib. You deserve it, big bro. The best corner in the league, and it's time you got paid like it. Because the Broncos gave Aqib Talib $57 million, yep. 6-year deal.
Oh, and before we go further.
Yes, sir.
You think he going to whoop Welker ass in the locker room? Like, just one time?
Who, Talib?
Yep, because didn't.
Why?
Because Welker.
Oh, he the one that fucked up his knee?
Yeah, didn't he hit him low on a block? You think just one time, like, he going to punch him in the face?
I don't think he going to do a goddamn thing. I think he knows it wasn't shit, and everybody was trying to make a big deal out of it. Because that wasn't even him that got mad. It was fucking Belichick. And you know Belichick hate Welker.
Well, we know. Yeah, but I didn't. At the end of the day, you still hit me.
Nah, this ain't like it. Beverly and Westbrook.
Okay.
Like, this is not that, like, that Bama-ass nigga Beverly.
Oh,
man.
My goodness.
What a Bama. Jesus Christ.
I don't know why Westbrook. Now, and see, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Westbrook needed to whoop his ass.
He needed to punch him, dog. They broke it up so fast. Like, it's like everyone knew what was happening. It's like, it looked choreographed almost. Cause like, he just went to grab him. Westbrook had that, like, oh, you put one hand on me, nigga. And like, he started flipping the turn, like, to hit him. And it's like, everybody grabbed him.
Yep.
I was like, man, it's like, they knew that shit was brewing or something.
Westbrook been waiting on it, man. It's built up.
Yeah.
It's built up. And the thing is, he just needs to do it. Like, even if Beverly not looking, he just need to jump on him.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, while Beverly got the ball on, while they on defense or something, he just need to jump
on him. Oh, try hard ass nigga, man. I hate an old try hard nigga. He's that dude that when you like, I just want to shoot around, he like, nah, let's play 1-on-1. Like, dog, I'm just shooting around working my J. Come on, man. Let's play. Look, I'm going to lock you up now. I'm going to D you up. Like, no.
All sweaty, taking his shirt off.
Yeah, let's play 21. No. Stop trying to fucking box me out in rebounds, dog. We just shooting around. That's how people get hurt.
Yep.
God.
Undercutting people on dunks.
Yeah, I hate him, dog. I hate him. Like, I know he came from the Ukraine, and he averaged 9 rebounds a game in college.
Like, he's
from a scrappy
Ukraine,
dude.
Or he played there.
He played there.
Like, he know better than still. He know.
Yeah, I know he worked his way up. It don't matter.
Yep.
Fuck you. That is crazy. He a crazy person.
And you have to look at Rajah Bell and see it's not going to end well for you if you keep your career like that.
Yeah, fuck that, man. What an asshole.
I blame Ibaka.
Yeah, somebody got to.
Like, your big man got to step in.
What is Kendrick Perkins doing? All you do is be big. Just, like, fuck a nigga up once.
Right. Like, you already had a reputation of being angry.
Set a pick into his eye.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, why not? Like, that's your job as the big man, is to look out for the smaller guards on your team.
Yeah, they already don't want to play you anyway. You're not going to play in any times that matter. Get in the game, fuck a nigga up, go have a break. Go in the back, play Angry Birds.
We do it at the Y all the time.
Yeah, it happens. congrats. So, yeah, so after he says that, Richard Sherman says, in my opinion, Richard Sherman started a Twitter debate that said, what did he say to him first? He said something, and he said, in my opinion, he's the best, bro. Can't change my mind. Richard Sherman said, it's all good. Hard to argue with friendship. And of course, everybody took it too far. Actually, is this in the backwards order? Let me see. 10, 13. Okay. No, I guess it's in the right order. All right. So then Richard Sherman said, LeGarrette Blount said, he's the best, bruh. I seen what he does, a wide receiver, tight end position. And I'm sure you have too. Friendship aside, he's the best. LeGarrette Blount's, so then Richard Sherman said, I've seen it and done it. And LeGarrette Blount says, I seen you do it, and he has too, but he has do it on both sides. He followed the best receiver on the field every game and strap him. Richard Sherman says, I just totally lock down one and pick off passes that come over there. Rarely ever giving up completions. No need to follow. Garrett Blount says, that one you lock down isn't always the best receiver on the team, though. Follow the best receiver every game and do it. And then Richard Sherman said, did that help y'all win the bowl or nah? Which I guess trumps everything. How you gonna argue with that, really? So y'all went, so how many Super Bowl rings y'all got over there now?
Or nah.
Nah, I guess nah.
And specifically, how many LeGarrette Blount got?
Yeah, I love
that. Although, LeGarrette Blount will fight him.
I mean, he don't, I don't think, see, that's the thing. I think everything involving Richard Sherman, people have like read in the same voice that he sounded like after that game. But I think he's just joking. Like, it's not that serious to him.
Right. But we,
but because we see him in, that one light, like everybody jumps right to that. And I think the same thing with LeGarrette Blount. Like, he punched that dude one time.
Right.
And niggas act like all he do is punch dudes.
Nope.
All day, every day.
Jermaine O'Neal only punched somebody one time. But right. We just saying we know he will.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't want to get into it with him in person. I know what you mean.
And I don't know that, I don't know what line LeGarrette Blount has to say we still joking. Yeah. Versus now when I see him, I'm going to punch him in the face too.
Like, I think if it was like cuss words or something in there, I would be like, oh shit. But to me, it just sounds like, it's like when me and you go back on Twitter about like, oh man, did you see such and such that you predicted during the game? Or, you know, oh, all my prediction coming true. You was wrong. Like, I don't never.
They ain't friends. It's different. They ain't friends.
They don't think they friends?
No, I don't think him and LeGarrette Blount friends.
I don't know.
That's, I don't imagine LeGarrette Blount having any friends.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it, since they kept it football, it, to me, it doesn't seem personal. I think if it would have been like, I think both of those dudes are not above throwing an insult at each other.
You think Steve Smith got friends?
I'm sure Steve Smith is a very lovely gentleman.
But do you think he has friends?
That has a lot of close associates.
friends, though.
Throughout the greater Charlotte area.
I think he has a wife and family.
I would count myself amongst one of Steve Smith's friends if anybody ever asked me. So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, okay.
So D'Angelo Hall said, "Hey, Richard Sherman, I know you can't wait for your turn, young fella. Stay patient and keep working."
Wait for his turn.
He had to get involved.
And who asked him?
Nobody was talking about you, D'Angelo. He had to get involved.
But why would he need to stay patient and stay working? He got a Super Bowl. Like, what is he working to accomplish now?
So, obviously, Richard Sherman ain't reply to that bullshit. And he says, D'Angelo responded some more, said, the only cornerback that doesn't get beat, they went back and forth discussing stats, and he said, D'Angelo Hall says, the only cornerback that doesn't get beat is the one that's sitting on the bench. Ask Deion Sanders or Daryl Green. And D'Angelo Hall, and Richard Sherman said, D'Angelo, we all do. Just make sure it's a rare occurrence. D'Angelo says, ha, 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 well, I have yet to see anyone follow anyone and have the kind of years I've had, so enjoy that. My team enjoys wins. Oh, no, Richard Sherman said that. Okay. Richard Sherman said, my team enjoys wins because the Redskins was losing.
Yeah.
Damn, he's not afraid to take it there.
And Hall does suck a lot.
Yeah.
He gets beat a lot.
I like D'Angelo Hall. He's a playmaker.
He still get beat a lot.
I mean, is that his fault or the fact that y'all's defense is the worst I've ever seen in my life? You know what I mean? Like, is it, like, what one player, fault. What one player could you put on that defense to
his
fix?
Fault. It's his fault.
Y'all Redskin fans are crazy. Y'all are crazy, man.
It's his fault. He put himself in the conversation. It's his fault.
Yeah, okay. Richard Sherman, I mean, D'Angelo replied back. Richard Sherman, you right. Your team is great, man. Can't argue with that. At Cam Chancellor, at Earl Thomas, they the best in the biz. he gave his teammates credit. Richard Sherman says, "Let me know when you ever have an 8-pick season, please. I'll await that call. I'll be awaiting that call." D'Angelo says, "Let me know when you get 4 ints in one game." And then Richard Sherman said, "Is that all you had that season?" Ocho Cinco got involved to both of them and said, both of you are great at what you do. Case closed. I hate when that happens.
I don't even think they responded to him, did they?
They did. But, God, don't you hate the niggas when you're arguing with somebody on Twitter or social media and somebody tries to come in and be a peacemaker? It's like, nigga, we not even mad.
Yep.
We just have a conversation. You know what, guys? You guys are both great on Balls D Sports. All right. I'm gonna see him here. I'm gonna punch him. Like, we just have a conversation. I'll
see you after the show, son.
Yeah, they act like they was a nigga. When I see you in these motherfucking streets, somebody gonna die. That's when you come in and go, come on, guys. And then D'Angelo replied to Ocho and Sherman. He said, you win some, you lose some, but you get that respect doing it and get that money. I want him to get paid. And then D'Angelo said, no beefing at all, young fella. I'm a dog. You barking me, I'm barking back, period. Yeah, so too bad they'll never actually play against each other.
Why would you call him young fella? Don't be rude to me with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't. Oh, I hate when people do that.
More creepy coach news. Scott A. Weitzel. Oh, shout out to Black Sports Online. That tall. That's where we're getting this. Shout out to Rob. Scott A. Weitzel, director of operations at the University of New Hampshire's men's basketball team, was charged Wednesday with attempting to falsify evidence and resisting arrest. Weitzel is being accused of secretly videotaping the men's locker room during the January 20th road game at the University of Vermont.
Couldn't hold out till he got home, huh?
The men's locker room.
Couldn't just look at some porn on his phone and keep it at that, huh?
Couldn't just put it in his fang fang?
You had to record it.
All these penises.
You had to record a shower scene. What's so special about a shower scene? You couldn't just watch an episode of Oz, huh?
Yeah, people worried about gay people being in the locker room. Why are you worried about it?
y'all already
on X-Hamster and Pornhub.
I know. You worried about Sam and Collins. Man, that's who you need to be worried about. What's that other coach that was at Penn State?
Sandusky.
Yeah, you worried about them guys. That's who you need to be worried about.
Yeah.
Y'all got your priorities a little out of whack here. Yeah, but y'all keep focusing on the N-word on the field.
Yeah, y'all keep worrying about homosexuals showering with you. Meanwhile, your dick all over YouTube.
You ain't even know it.
You ain't even know it. You're like, I do declare.
Ladies, men.
From campus and facing charges. Police say the basketball director at the University of New Hampshire spied on his own players. Good evening and thanks for being with us. I'm Paula Evans.
And I'm Jonathan Elias. Police arrested 50-year-old Scott Weitzel just 2 weeks ago. The school announced his termination today. New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfeld is live in Durham, New Hampshire for us tonight. Michael?
Jonathan, he was the director of operations for the men's basketball team here at the University of New Hampshire. He has now been fired from his job, accused of recording some of his own players in a locker room. The allegations just being revealed at a press conference late this afternoon here at the University Police Department. Campus police say Scott Weitzel used a hidden cell phone to record players during an away game at the University of Vermont in January in a locker room assigned to the Wildcats. Somehow, some of the players eventually found out and came forward. When police went to execute a search warrant at his home for his cell phone, they say Weitzel tried to hide it and then resisted arrest. For that, while the investigation into these allegations of invasion of privacy is still ongoing, police trying to figure out how many times and where else this may have happened.
On February 20th, 2014, the University of New Hampshire Police Department received information regarding a now former part-time staff member allegedly photographing and or videotaping male athletes inside our locker room.
UNH is working to prevent this kind of employee misconduct from happening on our campus. UNH President Mark Huddleston is deeply troubled by the amount of time that passed between the Vermont game and the reporting of the allegations to UNH senior officials.
Counseling is being offered to the players. Weitzel has now been banned from campus, and we did try reaching him today for a comment, but we have not yet heard back. We're live in Durham, New Hampshire. Michael Rose.
Damn.
I was going to say, ladies, men aren't just assholes towards you. They're assholes towards other men.
Can happen to any of you guys, okay?
It's not just you all. I apologize again. It's not a fair society.
Dude, what? I want to know what it was like when he got caught.
Oh, he definitely tried. He resisted arrest.
They say he tried to hide the phone. Sir, we just need to confiscate your phone. What phone? Let me go get it real quick. I'll just go to this bathroom and try to throw it in the toilet. No! Get away from me! No! I didn't do it!
He probably lied. Was like, I don't have a cell phone. It was like, we're calling it and hear it ringing now.
I hear it's raining men. Is that your ringtone?
Man, he couldn't. I mean, he literally couldn't just watch an episode of a showering scene on any porn movie ever that has that.
Dude, what the fuck?
And they have gay porn. Like, right. They have men-on-men porn you can look at if you want. And
he's like, it's not real enough. I need to see it in person. Need to record all these dicks.
How did they find out? Because
that's what I'm saying.
He had to tell somebody.
Who was the first player to confront him? Hey, man, I was looking at your phone, and is that my dick? Is that my, are those my balls on your phone?
They're like cropped out close-ups.
Yeah. I got a tattoo just like that, and it looks like it's your screensaver.
You think somebody was like, my phone died, can I borrow your phone?
Right.
Call my roommate, have him come pick me up?
Hey, coach, somebody's phone fell on the floor over here, and it was full of our dicks. You know who this is? No, I better take that, though. I'll report it for you guys, no problem. Okay, coach, yeah, it's just weird that somebody would leave that in here. Yeah, I must have fell on the ground.
The red light was on? Yeah, like, nobody saw that?
Yeah, it's odd because it was rigged to record, which is, yeah. Well, anyway, you report that. No problem, guys. I'll report it.
He told somebody, man.
He did.
Who? Who does he feel comfortable with? Like Darren Sharper. Who did he feel comfortable enough to be like, yep, I've been recording them dicks. You want to see?
Hey,
you
want to see some dicks? No. What if they would have said? What if they just was like, no, and then told on them? Like they were, like they didn't even share it. And he was just like, because you know whoever told wasn't in on it, or else it would have never came forward. Yep. It had to be somebody that was just like, yeah, man, I was trying to play Angry Birds on your phone, and awful lot of dick videos on here. They look like the players on your team.
Yep, you remember when you told me to look at that picture? I accidentally swiped left.
Right.
And the very first thing popped up was a video.
You think he had basketball highlights on the same phone? Yep. Like, yeah, see, now this is when we're trying to run the pick and roll. And that doesn't look like the picker. That looked like the dick and roll.
They had his phone connected to somebody's computer trying to look at the plays.
Y'all weren't running the pick and roll. Like, y'all was running the dick and hole. What's going on here? All right, man.
They'd probably be horse playing around in the locker room and everything. That's probably why he wanted to record it.
Guys, real quick, we need to have some more. Like, you guys played pretty bad today. Let's get some jumping jacks going. Let's get some jumping jacks. Everyone, take the clothes off. Get into the shower. Let's do jumping jacks, okay? You guys did not enough energy going out there. We got to – everybody take a knee. Everybody get in. Take a knee.
You know, the other thing is, if those guys are so worried about, you know – being looked at by, you know, gay players or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why don't they have dividers in the showers?
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's an easy $10 fix to, to have a divider mounted to the wall.
Women have them in some of their showers. I don't see why we can't. They have them in locker rooms.
Yeah. So I don't get why that's not a thing. Like who deliberately decides, nope, not in the men's, not going to have it.
Right.
Well, coach, we voted on it, and you know, we know there's extra funding in the budget to nope, we're not gonna have it, not gonna have dividers in the shower, dividers in the locker room, and we want to stay one team, one unit, all together. If your dick out, his dick need to be out. Wash his ass if you need it. One team.
Yeah, I already think it's kind of gay when they take showers anyway. Like, I told you about 42, right?
Yes, and I watched it.
Yeah, I think this is the scene.
No, this.
Hold on. I got family.
Here we go. I wonder if Jackie Robinson was mad in this scene because he used to get the shower all to himself. Yep. Like, you just wait till everybody get done, go take a shower. And he was sitting there waiting, and this happened.
All right, let me ask you something, Jackie. How come you never shower until everybody else is done? Are you shy?
Pause it right there, right? Now, the straight man was like, wait, why is he worried about when I shower? Because he didn't answer. He looked at it and was thinking about it. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Jackie's face was like, what are these white people up to now?
Like, why are you worried about why I don't shower with you.
Yeah.
And then he followed up with, are you shy?
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, they want to look at his dick at this point. That's what it sounds like.
Like, take it off, man. Come on.
I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable.
My dick bigger than yours. Y'all not going to like it because my dick bigger than yours. The myth of the black man is true.
Yeah.
Anyone feel uncomfortable?
We're a team on a hot streak. Come on, half those wins are on account of you. You're the bravest guy I ever saw.
Pop, no disrespect.
Did you hear the crackle in his voice?
You're the greatest guy I ever saw.
He wants him bad.
I'm just saying, Jackie, I want you inside of me. What's the problem?
He said, it sounds like he's saying we won 8 games in a row. We should be celebrating. Mm-hmm. And you know how we celebrate in the showers.
Come on.
You're leading us. You afraid to take a shower?
Please?
Come on, Jackie, please.
Please?
Come on. Take a shower with me, Jackie.
Dude, I was trying so hard not to laugh. I was in the theater. I was like, what? Are we worried about Jason Collins? It's already gay in the shower room. Even the straight dude's gay in the shower.
Yeah, he said he practically was like, please come in the shower.
He paced back and forth before asking.
How many times could Jackie say no? Jackie didn't get a chance to say no.
Yeah.
Take a shower with me, Jackie.
Jackie face, priceless.
But his face said no.
His face is like, nigga, are you serious right now?
I didn't mean it. That came out a little wrong. I was not saying just take a shower with me. I was saying, why don't we all go and take a shower? Like, why, as a team, why don't we shower together?
Broken.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop it.
I pause it real quick, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he had that entire conversation with a towel around him.
Yeah.
Not his clothes on still.
Yep.
But he made that proposal with a towel around
him. He would have did this while they both still had their baseball stuff on, it wouldn't have been as weird. But sitting there pacing back and forth in front of a man who's sitting down, and you just parading your towel in front of him talking about, please take a shower with me, a little awkward.
And I've been in the YMCA locker room many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped going for that reason.
Right.
I don't want to see you walk around.
Put on
like
some
that.
Clothes, guys. All right. It should be head to the locker, take your clothes off, head to the shower, take your shower, head back to the locker, put your clothes on, then socialize. These motherfuckers throw socializing in at every step of the process and they don't need to have it. It's like, okay, take your clothes off. You want to talk? No. All right. I'm going to head to the shower. Want to talk? No. Heading back from the shower. Anybody want to talk? No. All right, I'm going to put my clothes on in a second. Anybody want to talk before I get dressed? Fuck no. Put your clothes on.
There's even a waiting area with a TV, couch, for people with clothes
right.
to hang out with in the locker room area.
And these motherfuckers are like, no, I'm going to be naked in the clothes area. So now the Black History music is playing. Jackie enters the shower. We're having a moment.
Sounds like love music.
In Black History. Shout out to Chris Lever. Shout out to the one white dude that got mad and left. I love that part.
His eyes looked down first.
Yeah, he said, God damn it, that big ass nigger dick. I'm out of here.
Some of those guys just hanging out in the shower. They're not even watching.
The last of
I almost expect them to all turn around and do a slow clap. God damn, look at that dick. Where's my cell phone? All right, man. Last segment.
Homosexuality's been in sports since 19... what is it, the 50s?
Come on, Jackie. Take a shower with me.
Please.
Come on, man. Put some of that warm water all over your glistening body. And hop in the shower with me.
We can go in the shower. with the water.
Would you hold my hands and take the shower with me, Jackie?
Remember when we used to go down to the creek and the water would just glisten all over your body?
Yeah, dog. He was hitting him with, come on, Jackie, just, you know, show me a peek.
Please.
Please, Jackie.
He begged.
Jackie, can you just let me see? Just can you, like, just through the underwear, through the hole, please? Oh, hey, Mamba. Hey, Mamba. We got a lot of news for Kobe Bryant this week. He won't be coming back this season. We already kind of covered that. Which, you know, I think the reason they got him to do it was they convinced him that the best way to compete this year is to keep losing.
Yep.
And once you convince Kobe that something's a competition, that's it. He's like, so we can get better by me not playing? He's like, yep. He's like, fine. Fuck it. I'm more worried that he experienced some good shit in life now. He out here having fun. Got social media. He realizes that, you know, everything's not basketball. And he might really be like, if this basketball shit don't work out, I'm good. Second news.
He'll still play. He gonna try one more time. Mm-hmm. Before reality sets in.
Yeah.
But it won't be as stubborn. Like, before it'd been like, nope, I got 3 years. I'm good. Now it might be like, I got 1 year.
Kobe gonna be like, I got a cold. I think I'm gonna take the night off. Like, before it would have been like, oh man, they told me that my foot was broken, but I could play if I could tolerate the pain. I think now he's gonna be like, why would I do that? I'm gonna go. I got an Xbox One now. My daughter has a recital. Now I can make it, you know. But here's what also it could be, and this actually might be more likely than him just enjoying life. He might want Mike D'Antoni to get fired. A report says Kobe Bryant has no interest in playing for Mike D'Antoni.
That sounds accurate.
And with Phil getting that job, he might really be like, yeah, man, fuck Mike D'Antoni. Like, I was hoping Phil would come to us. Y'all didn't even really try. I don't like this dude. D'Antoni don't like Paul Gasol. That's my man. So, yeah, apparently he might not want to play for him.
Yeah, I don't like D'Antoni either.
The problem is I don't know who they're going to get.
Because he doesn't – I don't know why you have to coach defense, first of all. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't enforce it either. He's not like, look, guys, y'all not playing defense. And it's evident because they keep getting blown out by 20 points every other night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's obviously an effort thing. I mean, the team's trying to tank. So, I mean, that's the catch-22 of your job. You know what I mean? Like, when you have that kind of job where it's like part of your job is to tank. So we're going to make sure that you lose these games. But it's like, how do I look good tanking? How do I not get fired after this season?
Not get blown up by 20 points every other day. Yeah. At least keep it competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the thing about the Bobcats all those years. It was competitive still. They weren't just out there getting smashed every other night. Because for the longest time, it was the Bobcats was the only team that could beat the Miami Heat. Because they were coming to Charlotte and lose.
Yeah, all the time. And the Lakers.
Yep.
But anyway, man, just thought that was interesting. Wonder if D'Antoni's going to be back next year. Even with the instructions to tank, a lot of times people still end up losing their job at the end of the day. It's like, oh, y'all told me to tank. Well, you did it to the job. Bye. But here's the real news, guys. Did you guys know that Kevin Durant, leading MVP vote getter for 2013 currently, is also a disciple of the Bean? La 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 la. Sing it, KD. La 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 la. Hey, mama. Kevin Durant, small forward of the 48-17 Oklahoma City Thunder, knows a little bit about scoring. And he's a four-time scoring champion. His point is routinely averaging the high 20s. And just look at that jump shot. It's gorgeous. Well, he was in LA to take on the now lowly Los Angeles Lakers. Durant talked with Inside SoCal about Kobe Bryant, the LA shooting guard and five-time NBA champion. He's the greatest of all time. The greatest of all time, Justin.
No, it's accurate. When they was in the Olympics together, he spent a lot of time watching Kobe's game, realizing how great he was.
His skill is second to none. Him and MJ are neck and neck as far as skill. You can put in athleticism and be the best passer and strongest and quickest. That's why Kobe is the top two best ever in just having skill, footwork, shooting the three, shooting the pull up, posting up, dunking on guys, and ball handling is flat out skill. Him and Jordan are one and one A, with Kobe being one. Nickel. I didn't say it. Kevin Durant said it.
All these dudes love Kobe, man. Mm-hmm. All of them. Melo, Melo's wife, LeBron, even D Wade. He used to. Something happened to D Wade along the line.
Well, that you know, I think
after Shaq went down to Miami, kind of.
Well, I think with D Wade, once he lost his marriage and Kobe didn't lose his, for essentially what he thinks is the same thing, he started to resent Kobe. So I think that's what it is on a deeper level.
Yep. That makes sense. Because D-Wade is a hater. But yeah, all them dudes, outside of that, all them dudes love Kobe. And once he got rid of Rajah Bell out the league, Kobe hadn't had any issues with anybody else in the league since.
Mm-hmm. Durant also downplayed his and his peers' own accomplishments in the light of Bryant's career, saying that what guys are doing now is nothing compared to what he did. Me, Carmelo, LeBron, Paul George, what we've done out there in this league is nothing compared to what Kobe did. So right. So when you have a young man with this amount of just self-awareness.
Pay homage.
Mm-hmm. Durant revealed that he does occasionally pick Kobe's brain for tips. He also said that Bryant was quiet and kept to himself off the court. On the court, we're the same type of person, I think, said Durant. I think Kobe can appreciate that about me. I can tell. I'm going to go at him when I'm on the court. We're going to throw elbows and talk trash. We're going to talk junk to each other. And I think he appreciates that's how I play. I can sense when a guy has that mutual respect. I don't give a damn who he is. He don't give a damn who I am. We're going to go at it. You can throw the names out the door. The guy in front of me, I will kick his ass. He'll do the same with me. Exactly, Kevin. You're learning. This is why Kevin made the leap this year. Yep. See, I underestimated this. I didn't realize that he was under the tutelage of the Bean. If I knew he was in the Kobe system, I would have been like, oh, so that's why he's trying to win MVP. Because remember why we laughed at him when he said he was tired of being number two?
Yep.
We laughed because I was like, nigga, LeBron James.
It's LeBron, though.
It's LeBron. Like, you just going to have to get used to it. I had no idea he was under the tutelage of the Bean, man. If I knew that Kobe was mentoring this brother, I would have been like, oh, okay, you can make the leap. It's possible.
Yeah, it wasn't until about Christmas when you started to be like, he really is doing a lot this year.
Yeah. And that's because I didn't know Kobe was talking to him, bro. That's the main secret. Just tell me Kobe's. I talked to Kobe. I'd be like, oh, shit. No wonder you got to make the leap over Bron this year. My fault.
Man, that Kobe system is a hell of a thing.
And if Bron is any type of player, he'll contact Kobe too.
Well, we know Bron started out. Like, that's the reason when LeBron was in the East in Cleveland by himself, he was able to go as far as he was. Because mm-hmm. he reached out to Kobe from day one.
Right. You can't stop talking to Kobe. You need to keep talking to him. Like, I feel like he might have rested on his laurels a bit. Been like, okay, I got the championship. What do I really need to talk to Kobe about anymore? Pick up the phone. KD doing it.
He probably talked to Kobe about marriage advice too, even getting married.
He probably talking to him now, actually. You know, because like first half of the season wasn't as good as the second half. I feel like he called him in January, wished him Happy New Year's, and Kobe said, hey, man, I noticed that your jump shot, you're not getting your legs under there. He said, what? Yeah, your jump shot, man. You're not getting your legs up under there, man. Just lean forward a little bit.
Because that's such a Kobe move, too, when LeBron made that video with that shit stanked on it.
Yep.
Like, that's such a Kobe move.
Just trolling. But, all right.
He talking to Kobe.
Yeah. But, all right, man. We're about to get out of here. Justin, before we go, man, please shower me. Please, man. Can you just shower with me just one time?
Karen, can you
come? You're responsible for over half the wins of this show.
Can you come get him, Karen?
We're on a hot streak. Karen, just please come shower.
Are you listening?
Are you shy?
Help.
Are you shy? Is that the problem?
Karen, are you there? You're not going to bust in the room and save me?
Are you too shy to take a shower with me, Justin? We play ball together all the time. Hold on, I think my phone is ringing. Is that my ringtone? My phone ringtone's going off. I was secretly recording this the whole time. that's not my phone. That's Coach's phone. What's the Coach's phone doing in there? All right, man. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace. Oh, wait, I forgot. We had questions from the chat room. I'll put this shit at the end. Let me see what y'all niggas wanted to talk about. Because this, can you briefly go over the new NCAA conferences? How brief is this? No. Because I don't know shit about them. I'm not going to lie, dog. I don't know where teams are. I'm so confused, man. I actually need to look into where people are playing. Because I saw Carolina playing Pitt today and was like, that happened? You know, even like we losing to the, why are we playing the Big Ten? I mean, why are we playing the,
Yeah, NC State play Syracuse at 7.
Yeah, this shit is crazy to me. I knew Syracuse was in because they played Duke twice. But I will, you know what, man? Maybe next week I'll try to take a look into it. We can talk about it, but I don't have much to say because I don't really keep up with shit.
I was gonna say it's not important. The conferences aren't even important. What's important is how you fill your bracket out if you put money on it.
Exactly. Jeremy says he wants to talk about Mrs. Sproles. We did. Terry said Richard Sherman Twitter wars. We did. Man, we did good without even looking in here. Now that it came, this is Jay Sarge. Now that it came out, LeBron's wife is 5 months pregnant. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. You think D Wade tried to get him to stay by rushing to have one too, so they could that could be the only explanation? Oh, so they could have babies at the same time? He'd be like, but I just had a baby too. Are you gonna split our babies up? You the godfather of my baby, and now you gonna just leave and go to somewhere else, Bron? Come on now. No, I don't think that was it. I think D-Wade was just cheating and didn't wear a condom. So.
Yep.
Rico the Boy Wonder says, Rod, I know you compare your game to Boris Diaw's, but Justin, whose game does your play most resemble?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I gotta think about this. This is good. That's a good one. I've never thought about who I would compare your game to in an actual game. I'm trying not to go any stereotypical light skinned people too.
I was getting ready to say Barkley.
Barkley.
Undersized, likes to play down low.
You do go in the paint, but you jump differently. I don't know. I wouldn't say Barkley because Barkley he'll hold that ball in the paint and shoot a lot. Like, you won't really shoot a lot. Like, you're more of a team, like, all-around team player than that. Yep. And you play really good defense, too.
Pippen?
Maybe Aaron McKee when he was good, when he was six-man a year level.
I like Pippen.
Pippen, yeah. I can see some Pippen there. But I didn't want to go typical light skin. Give me some credit. I didn't do you like that.
But now I play differently when I'm not on the Rod.
Yeah,
team.
That is true. When he ain't on the team, he'll shoot that shit a lot more.
I run the guard when we're not on the same team.
He do got some Sean Marion in his game. That's a good one. That's actually a good call. Now his jump shot not ugly like Sean Marion. But yeah, as far as filling up the stat box, I would say yeah, Sean Marion's a pretty good one because he'll D up, be a good team player, finish around the rim. Stuff like that. Nah, not Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler offensive skills are very limited.
It's different. Like, it depends on who's on my team. Like, when I'm playing with Rod and Damon, Rod runs the point guard.
Yeah.
Damon is the shooting guard, and I'm more the power forward / small forward. So,
yeah. I think Pippen's pretty good. That's a pretty good comparison.
But when I'm not on team with Rod, I run the guard, and I'm play shoot guard and point guard. Right. More like Russell Westbrook. Then. Right.
He be going ham.
There's no shot I won't take. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Blake Griffin's brother? I don't know. He, that's fucked up. Blake won't put him in none of them commercials, though.
I forgot he had a brother.
Yeah. I forgot what his name. What was his name? Fake Griffin? Some shit like that. Do you see an improvement for Golden Tate next year now that he'll be the star screen to Calvin's Megatron? Oh, he went to Detroit?
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, he did get.
So did they cut that other nigga that dropped the pizza? Nate Burleson? Is he still there, too?
No, they cut the that first guy that was hurt all year.
They said no more Nate, too. So I guess now it's Golden Tate and Megatron.
But isn't Golden Tate the one that said he would take the discount?
Was he the one? I guess not. I guess he changed his mind.
Which one was it that said they would take the hometown discount to stay in Seattle?
I think it was him. Nate gone. They cut him. Yeah, so he gone. Yep. Brandon Tate said he'd take the discount. Wait, no. Oh, it was Tate. Yeah, Golden Tate said he'd take the discount.
Yeah, so I mean, they was like, nah, it ain't good enough.
Yeah. Shit, he might have lied. He heard that other quote. That dude was like, man, you better not take no discount. He was like, damn, you're right.
But they did re-sign a lot of their defensive players. Mm.
Anyway, I don't know what happened to Golden Tate fantasy-wise, but I would draft him over Eric Decker, tell you that much. Did you graduate from NC Central? If they make the turn, I went to Fayetteville State DB. So, nah, I didn't go to Central. I don't know why. Justin said he thinks that's on my Facebook profile. I got to look at that. That's not true. Y'all entering the $1 billion bracket challenge? No. Why waste my goddamn time?
Is it free?
I think so, man. I'm not even wasting my time, though. You got to get every pick right, which has never been done before. It's less than a billion chance.
I'm going to do it anyway. I was joking about making sure you fill out your bracket right. Yeah. I never fill out the bracket. So we did it once at my job. Like, I came up with it for the employees, like, you know, whoever won, you know, like they'll win a paid day off, mm-hmm. like just free instead of taking it right from their actual time. And nobody won.
It's impossible to win. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for the balls deep. And I hope you enjoyed the overtime questions. We'll talk to you guys later. Until then, peace out.
Peace.